Y and Z in the third hour, which will be the first hour of 2026. The A to Z of 2025 concludes this evening, 0345 6060 973, recommencing after the new news at 10 on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, London's gearing up for Europe's biggest fireworks display. 12,000 of them will light up the River Thames at midnight. Joseph Draper's there for LBC.
It's a crisp, cold night here on the banks of the Thames, perfect for seeing in the new year. And I'm surrounded by tens of thousands of people who have come from across the world to be here tonight.
You see this in TikTok and we like it.
Me too. I'm excited because I think it's so beautiful and it's a beautiful place.
To London Fireworks is the place to be on New Year's Eve.
The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan's here. He's hosting the event, and he gave us a sense of the work that's gone on behind the scenes.
A lot of work that goes into curating these fireworks, and we want the world to know that we think in London, diversity is a strength or a weakness. You can be a Londoner, but your country of origin could be anywhere in the world. You can be a Londoner who speaks English really well, but your second language is one of 300 spoken in our great city. And that'll be one of the themes of tonight.
It's chilly, 1 degree now in London, and cold weather alerts are in force across England. In Edinburgh, the weather prevented last year's fireworks, but it's very different this time for organiser Al Thompson.
The disappointment of last year, the extreme weather, but we've been so lucky this year. We have 4 days of events here in Edinburgh. We've had great weather all the way, and actually there's the right amount of wind tonight as well, just to clear that smoke and make those fireworks look spectacular.
In other news, the European Court of Human Rights wants the UK to explain why it stripped Shamima Begum of her citizenship after she fled to Syria to join the Islamic State group. She was 15 when she left London a decade ago, marrying an IS group fighter, and claims she was the victim of trafficking. The Begum family's former lawyer, Tasneem Akunji, told LBC about her life now.
She's had a limited amount of contact with her family every month or two. She has had some contact with her lawyers, and she has been given a certain amount of sort of mental health support by conversations with a female soldier stroke mental health support worker.
The government says Ms. Begum poses a national security threat. Iran's government says it will listen patiently to protesters as demonstrations spread outside of the capital. Protesters against rising prices have been calling for regime change. And the London Stock Exchange has closed out 2025 as its strongest year since 2009. The FTSE 100 is more than 20% up this year, having overcome worries from trade tariffs to sluggish growth. LBC weather, a band of cloud with showery rain and some hill snow moving southwards across the northern half of the UK overnight. Wintry showers with gales will follow, staying frosty to the south, a low of -1. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Matt Hewitt.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
You're joking. Well, let's get back to it.
Here we go. This is it. It's the last of the A to Z of 2025, and then it will be no more, and then we'll have a whole year to think of what to put in next year's list. VWXYZ. V and W get their own hour, and then XYZ get squeezed into the last hour of this show, which starts at just after midnight. These are the letters you do not want to pick out of a Scrabble bag. Some idiot put them all at the end of the alphabet. What will we get? Let's find out. Bern in Switzerland, Avtar.
Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, you know, you're the best thing since John Peel's Festive 50.
Wow, so, that's going back a bit.
Yeah, I mean, there was a big gap in between, but I'm glad you're on.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see. I've got you first. I don't know if you've done it.
Go on.
Miss Universe.
Miss Universe?
Miss Universe 2025 in Thailand. It was, like, completely chaotic, and there was loads of vote rigging, a few judges walked out, and one of the contestants fell off the stage.
I did hear about that. Wasn't it Miss Jamaica?
Jamaica? No, she fell off by herself.
Yeah. And, these are the jokes, folks. I'll set them up and you knock them down.
All right. And then I've got J.D. Vance, mimification. Is that a word? Mimification?
What?
A meme. The meme of J.D. Vance. It was everywhere. Oh. You're wrong. Every single picture you saw was a horrible picture of Vance.
Yeah, as a baby.
Yeah, it was mad. I still can't get it out of my head.
It's a horrible, haunting image, yeah.
Yeah. And then, hey, listen, you know this USA visa? I mean, I heard yesterday that Dom Jolly got rejected. I mean, I can't believe he actually applied. If you've seen his social media, he's got as much chance of getting to the States as you have.
Yeah, I wouldn't even, I've said this before, but I wouldn't even fly over America to go somewhere else in case he finds out and pulls the entire plane down just to get to me. No chance.
So I don't know why he did. I mean, I'm confused. Yeah. I really don't know why he did that.
Maybe it was as a gag.
Yeah, probably. There's probably something behind it. Well, let's wait and see what happens.
Right. Okay, good work. Thanks a lot, Avtar. 0345-6060-973. The first call in Switzerland. Coincidentally, Kelly in Switzerland says V is for vibe coding. The term was coined by Andre Carpathy, the co-founder of OpenAI, in a viral social media post in February this year. It means to fully give in to the vibes, embrace exponentials, and forget that the code even exists. Wow, turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream. Hazelmere. Hello, Delia. Della? Can I call you Delia?
You call me whatever you like.
Right. Della.
It is me. Hi. Yes, I've got S for showerhead. That's right. One of Donald Trump's executive orders, it said Donald is going to make America's showers great again by easing rules restricting water flow. Do you hear about this?
I remember that he kept going on about toilets. You have to flush a toilet 10 times, he said.
I don't
rather
wish to
sharing think too about much about his, you know, personal ablutions.
Exactly. I don't want to. Oh, no. I'm all overcome now. The showerhead. The U.S. president ordered the energy secretary to rescind a change introduced by Barack Obama that restricted multi-nozzle showers from discharging 2.5 gallons of water per minute overall. And this is the one for you, Nick. This is the quote. It said, "I like to take a nice shower to take care of my beautiful hair."
Oh, his hair. Yeah, I thought that he sent that out to the dry cleaners.
I don't wear a toupee.
His hair. Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I've got for you.
All right. The showers, he's very upset with the showers. It only comes out in a dribble. And the shower too. 0345-6060-973. Gary in Anglesey says, I have you, the letter U, for Alexander Usyk, a Ukrainian boxer who regained his undisputed world heavyweight title for the second time in July, beating Daniel Dubois. Usyk was also previously undisputed champion at cruiserweight. Right. He's one of these guys who gets paid money for hitting other people in the face. East Yorkshire. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Nick.
Have you ever been paid money for hitting somebody in the face?
Not exactly.
Wow, you had to really think about that.
Well, yeah. I did get paid for playing rugby.
Right, which amounts to the same thing. Yeah, I guess
not in the face exactly, but
well, not punching in the face. That's not allowed. Impact. You can elbow them in the face. You can knee them in the face, and you can use other parts of your body to bash them in the bonds. But not punching in the face. That is disallowed. It's about the only rule that there is in rugby, as far as I can tell.
Yeah. Okay. Well, moving on then. VAT on private schools is one thing.
Oh, yeah, the VAT on private schools. And the parents who send their kids to private schools said... But they found the money anyway, didn't they? Yeah, they said they couldn't afford it. All those schools would have to close, but they found a way to make it happen. Yeah.
Number of schools and the number of kids attending them didn't go down.
No, they didn't. No, the number of kids attending those schools actually went up. Not down. Never mind.
And then the other one was the kids being sharp these days. VPN sales went through the roof the week of the online safety bill.
Because people had to provide their credit card number and their home address and their telephone number and their inside leg measurement in order to access,
disgusting
on the internet.
So by that means they could pretend to be anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
But the kids were quicker, went sharp on the off the mark on that one.
Adults try to put impediments in the way of children accessing whatever they want on the internet, and it doesn't bother them at all. They'll just swerve neatly around any rule that you put in front of them, because the kids know more about computers than the adults do.
That's true, and one can have an anti-V as well, because Reform sort of broke the mould this year. Their party conference, they put an anti-vaxxer on the platform and gave him a platform. And then said, it's all about free speech.
Right.
No other party would dare to put an anti-vaxxer on stage. But they did.
Yeah,
and round any votes that they can get.
Right, and Americans have also been subject to a lot of propaganda from anti-vaxxers, and measles is going through the roof in America. Who would have thunk it? All right, good work. Thanks a lot, Mike. Matt says, V is for virtual girlfriends. There are a lot of AI companies releasing chatbots like Candy AI and others who are designed as digital girlfriends for lonely users. Right. And eventually those digital girlfriends will become self-aware, and then you'll be in trouble.
Affirmative.
0345-6060-973. Tywin in West Wales. Martin.
Hi, Nick, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I'm going back a bit in the alphabet, but I'm going to P.
Yes.
I'm not going for P, sorry. Primrose Hill.
Oh, yeah.
People Park, can't go in.
For the New Year's Eve, what a spot that would be, though, on Primrose Hill. I mean, it's just right there. London, it feels so near, you could reach out and touch it on Primrose Hill, as opposed to Parliament Hill in Hampstead, which is way further away. But that would be some view.
I mean, I don't know where it is, but what my concern is yes. that people are banned mm-hmm. from going to Primrose Hill. For what reason?
Well, even the mayor seemed surprised at that. There was we've been playing some clips of him, and he was asked about that, and even he didn't seem to know why. I think that it's the Royal Parks Police. Now, don't quote me on this. This was just me listening to that clip while trying to do something else, so I didn't have my full attention on it. But I think it's the Royal Parks Police who said it was beyond their ability to police it safely or something like that. I don't
as
really
in
know.
People going, as in people going to enjoy themselves.
On a hill.
On a hill.
So they closed a hill, yeah.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Believe it, Martin, it's happened.
Can I just throw another one for you?
Yes.
I've been watching on TV tonight on Channel 5. It was Queen versus ABBA.
What?
Who do you think was the best?
Queen versus ABBA? In what? How? Like
basically, it was a documentary.
Two knockouts and a submission?
ABBA.
Huh?
It was a documentary on who was the best band in the 70s, Queen or ABBA.
Well, whoever came up with that I don't know whether an idiot or a genius, just wasting vast amounts of time, or...
Well, I watched it for 45 minutes.
And?
I'm probably an idiot.
Right. Okay.
Well, can I give you a last T?
Go on.
The thing is on LBC now, something that started this year, people always go, thank you for having me on.
Yes.
Didn't happen about 2 years ago.
Didn't it? Well, it's catching like a disease. But thank you for being on, Martin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This says, Jenny in Carmarthen says, V is for vets. The UK Competition and Markets Authority published its report on investigating the soaring rise in vets bills. Vets bills. Yep, well, they've got you cornered, haven't they? They know that you will pay anything to get your little schnookums well again, so they'll present you with any old bill they can dream up, and they know you'll pay it. Totnes. Hello, Graham.
Good evening, Nick.
Yes, sir.
I've got a possible title for your book.
Go on.
Nick Abbott's Little Book of Contributions.
No.
Which spells out N-A-L-B-C.
Huh. Well, then no.
For Fair enough. Okay.
When I say no, I mean...
No.
Yeah, and...
No, 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 no.
Absolutely.
No.
No.
Well, you've made that very clear. Thank
yes.
you, Nick.
No, thank you.
And I have a letter T for you, which is tourist tax, which was
yes.
made possible in the budget.
Now, this is in... they proposed one in Wales, didn't they? And... some individuals threw their hands in the air and said, right, well, no one's ever going to go to Wales again. And I think the tourist tax was something like £1.25 a day. Like, anybody's going to miss that. You can't buy a penny chew for £1.25 these days.
No, but guess who was against it?
Nigel Farage.
Kemi Badenoch.
Like I said.
Exactly. and I had the privilege of talking to her on Ian Dale about the same topic, and I was interviewed on Tom Swarbrick's programme about tourist tax. So can I have an H for a hat-trick, please?
No.
Because you're the third one. This is two no's on the trot. I'm doing very well with you, Nick.
Yeah, not really, but better luck next time. Thanks a lot, Graham. Let's see. Twickenham. Hello, Sue.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Sue.
Happy New Year to
yes,
you.
Yes, Happy New Year, Sue.
I've got a T for you, which is for treaty, T-R-E-A-T-Y, High Seas Treaty.
High Seas Treaty.
This has been going on for years, but finally, in September this year, the United Nations, managed to get the 60 signatures they needed to ratify the treaty, which means in January 26, it brings in a legal framework for the high seas to be governed and everybody's to participate in making them better, less polluted, better for marine life. And it's a real, you know, achievement.
Yeah, it's a real achievement to get people to sign a piece of paper that they probably won't pay the slightest bit of attention to moving forward.
You're probably right. I've got a G for you as well.
Yeah.
I know you've already had the gold toilet that was stolen from Blenheim Palace.
That's right.
But have you got the gold toilet that was duplicated and sold in auction?
For a bazillion dollars. Yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Merry New Year to you.
Yes, and the same to you. Thanks a lot, Sue.
Thanks.
Cheers, my dear. 0345 6060 973. It is the A to Z of 2025. The last show, your last opportunity to get your suggestion on the list, up to and including the letter V on LBC.
LBC.
This is Sarah's last game before she does her self-assessment. Like her last game and the last game before that. Classic. Come on, Sarah. The deadline is 31st of January. Less distraction, more action.
Don't be like Sarah. Visit gov.uk/self-assessment today. Payment support may be available.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Sale ends Tuesday. Don't miss up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Hello, this is Mummy Phone. We're on holiday with an amazing beach. She's asked me to record her voicemail. Because she said if anyone hears the way I pronounce Menorca, they'll agree how important it is that we spend time together, undisturbed.
Take your holiday seriously. British Airways Holidays. Atoll protected.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
You know, some whack job can say this stuff and get away with it?
It's the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter V. A brief recap of the rules. You cannot go forwards. That is against the law. You can go back, though, and fill in the gaps in the letters that we've already had. People are alphabetized by their surname unless they're known by just one name, like Madonna. You can call multiple times in the same show. It's the only time you can do that in the year. And no dead people.
No.
No dead people. None. Or anniversaries. I guess that's part of the... that's a separate rule. It's not part of the same rule. There are five rules now. Don't make me say them again. Sheffield. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Nick. I've got some letters for you, and I've got an idea for your book as well.
Okay.
Which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with the letters.
Okay, so I've got a T. I've got Trump cheats at golf in Scotland.
Now, did he, though?
Well, suggested.
So you didn't witness it with your own eyes? Because you can't throw those kind of allegations around now, because he is on the edge of the seat, ready to sue anybody for...
$8,737,540,000.
Now, do you have $8 billion and so on pounds or dollars? Or any amount like that?
About £10 short.
About £10 short, right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have a whip round.
Okay, so have you got that one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You've probably got this one, Michelle Moan and the PPE scandal.
Oh, yeah, Michelle blooming Moan. She's probably having a high old time around about now. I bet she's having a lovely time around about now. And don't we wish her well?
No.
Not really.
Yeah. Loch Ness Monster camera recovered.
What was that?
Back in March, there was a marine research vessel that was going around the locks. They were doing like an engineering test on the robot, and when they were going down, they found a camera from the 1970s, and the film was still intact, but unfortunately, really? There was no pictures of it, yeah. And all the boats they could have used, it was actually the boat in MacBoatbury Pace, you know, the one that was actually named by the public,
right.
That found the camera. That was back in March.
Huh. The things I miss, I mean, I thought that I was paying attention this year, but apparently not. Boaty McBoatface found a camera that was searching for the Loch Ness Monster, and they'd lost it in the 1970s, and now we've got it back. But there's nothing on the film. Okay.
Yeah, it's just some nice underwater pictures. And I've got a P for Powell, for Jerome Powell.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a Trump one. You know how Trump's trying to remove him from office, and he's desperately trying to do that. And he said he's going to name a replacement in January 26th.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't have the power to do it, but that doesn't really stop Donald Trump from doing things that he doesn't have the power to do. He just goes ahead and does them anyway.
Yeah, and then my last letter is the letter R. Russia claims nuclear missile deployment to Belarus after allegedly an attack on his the mansion that's his, but not his.
Yeah, he owns a lot of stuff, but, you know, he doesn't own a lot of stuff. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody. All right, very good, Mark. Thanks a lot. Oh, no, you had a title for a book. Go on.
Yeah, sorry. So, you know, people have been saying redacted a lot.
Yes.
I'm a graphic designer, and I had an afternoon free yesterday. I made you a front cover for the book.
Oh, yeah.
If you'd like to look at it, but... I've got a little bit of a problem. I can't actually send it to you easily because for some reason I can't send stuff on WhatsApp. And I think it's because I sent a very much in tone joke to James O'Brien's show.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And yeah, maybe on the naughty step.
Maybe email. Just email it to me. Nick A at lbc.co.uk.
Okay, then. So it's Nick, no space. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, I'll do that now.
Very good.
Okay, then.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks a lot. Having a good New Year. See you.
All right, cheers. Ta-da. 0345-6060-973. Martin in Canterbury says, V is for the Vatican. One Pope shuffled off this mortal coil after meeting J.D. Vance. Yeah, those the two may not necessarily be connected, but you don't know. Somebody should look into that very strongly. Let's have... Martha Tedfell. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Nick. Long time no see. How you keep it?
Yes,
all right.
Very well, thanks.
Good.
How's life in the valleys?
Oof, cold.
Yeah, very, very cold outside. There's a weather warning.
Warning, warning.
Yeah, there's two weather warnings. There are multiple weather warnings. Don't go outside, not even for a little bit.
Have you sharpened your pencil?
Go ahead.
J.D. Vance went on holiday in the Cotswolds. And the local pub refused, the local staff of the local pub where he was due to go for a meal walked out.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And the manager had to ban him.
Yeah. that whole area is now on a list. it's got a big bull. If you look at the map that they've got in America, it's got a big bullseye on that whole area.
Vaughan Geffen, I don't know if you remember him. He was going to go for first minister in the Senate. He'd got the position by taking $250,000 off a polluter, a guy who had been convicted of illegal dumping of pollution.
Right.
And the day he got elected, I could never understand, what do you want all that money for an internal election in the Labour Party? Well, you know, everything is paid for. Sort of thing, you know, the election, you know, the meetings and everything else. Mm. But anyway, he took a fair bit of money, and the smell of it ended up by the Labour Party getting rid of him, to their credit. And another person was appointed First Minister. Anyway, I'll leave that with you.
Okay.
I missed, for various reasons, inebriation and various other reasons, I missed.
Booze.
So if you've got your sharp pencil there, D for Don the Dog That Didn't Bark. I don't know if you remember, Maxwell and Epstein exchanged a few emails, and one of them, Epstein said to Maxwell, Trump, Donald, is the dog that didn't bark.
Didn't or hasn't?
Or hasn't, could have been, hasn't.
Hasn't. Maybe hasn't yet barked.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the one, which is a very interesting statement to make.
It is a very interesting statement to make. That is absolutely true. Very good. Thanks a lot, Jeff. 0345-6060-973. Simon in Bray says, I have technically got a V and a W. Volkswagen stopped production of the ID Buzz due to low sales, because although it is a beautiful car, it is ridiculously expensive. Is it? Is it, though? A beautiful car? I'm not sure about that. ID Buzz. I don't recall ever seeing one. I bet my glamorous assistant wants to get me a picture of an ID Buzz up on the screen straight away, if not sooner. It just doesn't seem like a car that's called an ID Buzz would be good-looking. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's not good-looking. I'm just saying it doesn't sound like it would be good-looking. That's what I'm saying. Southwark, Piero.
Hi, hi, Nick. Can I just say, firstly, I've listened to you for 16 years. And I think you're a radio legend.
Well, very nice. Thank you.
I first heard you overnight when you were doing the overnight show when Michael Jackson died, and loved you ever since. So,
right. Okay.
I have a P and a V. I think the V you'll not like, so I'll start with that. The V is for Max Verstappen. You know, those people who drive cars that, you know, round and round in circles and nothing ever happens.
Round and round and round they go and nothing ever happens.
Boring!
Yeah, Max Verstappen, he won the F1 championship. I bet he did.
No, not quite.
Oh.
But the reason why he makes the list is because he nearly made it one of the greatest comebacks ever, which is why. So I don't know if that fails because he nearly did it or he didn't do it.
Yeah, no, that's a failure, no. So who won the F1 championship this year? It was...
The British guy, Lando Norris.
Lando Norris, yeah, I knew that.
Mm.
I knew that.
You can have that as an N if you don't have one already.
Yeah, okay.
And the other one, P, although you might not like it, is P for Patchwork, who were Pulp at Glastonbury. And I was there at the barrier at Glastonbury, and it was, I've done over 50 or 60 festivals now, and it was the best festival set I've seen ever. Jarvis was on top form, the album had just come out, absolutely brilliant. And he pointed at me in the crowd, which was lovely. I got that on video. So, absolute legend.
No, he didn't. He pointed to the person behind you who was wearing a...
Because I had a special top with Patchwork in Pulp writing.
Oh.
Because I had a tip-off that I knew it was going to be Patchwork with Pulp. So when I don't know if you remember at Glastonbury, you know the bit where you go around and there's art facts? When I went around there with a top on, people thought I was like part of the festival, like giving it away. But it didn't. I just knew it was going to be them. So,
I think he
probably thought this guy's either nuts or, he
picked you out of the crowd and pointed at you. The best moment of
during
your life.
During Disco 2000, though.
Oh, wow, well,
yeah,
there you go.
Incredible.
Doesn't get any better than that. But. All right, excellent work. Thanks a lot, Piero. Cheers, ta-da. 0345-6060-973. Martin in... read that. Pope still... J.D. Vance killed the Pope. Felicity says, V, all the way from South Africa, we have a new dollar billionaire, Paul van Zoidam, as the owner of Le Creuset. Really? Huh. I didn't know that. The stuff you learn on this show, educational, no?
No.
Let's see if I can... I'll squeeze one in just before the news. Tooting, hello, Jan.
Oh, hi, Nick. Yes, Jan. I've got three things for you.
Go ahead.
Yes, yeah, so I'll first of all give you a suggested title for the book, which took me ages to get to after going through loads. It's very short.
Go on.
And it's called The Hits and Misses of 2025.
No.
Oh. The Hits and Misses of 2025.
No.
Okay, so I've got an N and an S.
Go on.
So the N is for the naked problems with the naked bike ride in London.
Oh, the naked bike ride.
Yeah, awful. 1,000 cyclists.
You don't believe that.
Yeah, going through central London. But there's security issues and it's become more troublesome with people thinking that
somebody got knocked off their bike because he didn't like what he was looking at.
I think it's disgusting. I really think it's disgusting. I think something should be done about
it. Something should be done about it. And he did something about it. Yeah.
The organisers have to pay for the cost.
I know. We're running out of time here, Jan. You've got 20 seconds.
All right. The other one is for the sumo wrestling
the
tournament.
Sumo wrestling, they had to reinforce the toilets. Yes.
Yeah, it was converted
into
it.
I know.
And it all went well. It was the last one they had. It's the only time they come out of Japan. And it was 34 years ago in London.
They had to reinforce the toilets. I know that. So finally, you've completely run out of time. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's that those who want to be near them at the front, they risk the summer wrestlers falling on them.
I know, can you imagine? You'd be subsumed like a molecule is subsumed by an amoeba. You remember your biology lessons? Oh, God. You'd have to get hosed down. Sorry, Jan, but you ran yourself out of time. Nothing to do with me, not my fault. It's just past 10:30 on LBC. The news headlines with screen not moving very well. Matt Hewitt.
Sir Keir Starmer's insisting the government will defeat the decline and division offered by others by staying the course with its efforts to improve public services and the cost of living. In a New Year message just released, the Prime Minister acknowledged life is harder than it should be, but promised more people will begin to feel a sense of hope. 90 minutes till the UK sees in 2026 and a major policing and stewarding operation is underway. London Mayor Sir Sadiq Khan says the fireworks on the Thames will celebrate British sporting triumphs and feature famous voices. In Edinburgh, crowds are being treated to an hourly teaser firework display above the castle before the main event. And one other story, the Queen says anger lurked within her for years after being assaulted on a train in her teens. Camilla's been speaking out on violence against women and girls. LBC weather, a band of cloud with showery rain and some hill snow moving southwards across the northern half of the UK overnight. Wintry showers with gales will follow, frosty to the south, a low of -1.
The new LBC app. News your way. This is LBC.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
The Hilton sale is now on, and thankfully it doesn't sound like this. Instead, our sale sounds a bit more like this.
Welcome back.
With a warm welcome, spacious rooms, central locations, and up to 20% off your stay. You can swap chaos for comfort this winter. Book now at Hilton.com. Hilton, for the stay. Offer subject to availability across participating hotels. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is my mum's work phone. I've re-recorded her voicemail because I'm 8 and I've never had a holiday where she hasn't been distracted by work. This hotel has 2 pools and 3 water slides and she promised to take me shopping. So, before you leave her a message, maybe don't.
Take your holiday seriously. British Airways Holidays. Atoll protected.
At ulisprosperity.com, you buy the car and we pay you up to £600 per month in rental income. For conditions, visit ulisprosperity.com.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Sale ends Tuesday. Don't miss up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
I'm taking you off the air. I think you're having a breakdown.
Well, somebody is having a breakdown. There's a picture of an ID Buzz. You know what? That is a good-looking car or van or whatever it is. for something that is almost completely square, that is a pretty attractive vehicle, I think. I love it. And they're not going to make any more of those. That's quite sad. It's one of those, it looks like one of them, you know that hippie bus that Shaggy out of Scooby-Doo drove? Yeah, it's like one of them hippie buses.
I know more about grass than any human being, I think, anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world. It looks like the kind of bus that people would lean out the window and say,
want to score some pot?
And you'd say, no thanks. No thank you. No thank you very much. I mean, good manners don't cost nothing, do they?
Be polite!
And they're not going to make those anymore. I think that's quite sad. That's a cute little car. Paul Burrow. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Nick.
Paul.
Right, sir. First of all, Happy New Year.
Yes,
I have got a V, I have got an L, I've got two Fs and an O, and I have a book idea for you.
Off you go.
Right. The V, Voyager 1, the spaceship.
Yes.
It has just passed the distance of one light day after travelling for 48 years.
Wow.
Okay, do you want to know what that is in miles?
Yes.
you took a time.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about it. You know, okay then.
16,094,799,105 miles.
What, 105?
Yeah.
That's weirdly specific right at the end there.
That's good, isn't it?
That is a long way. And what's it found so far? Nothing, I bet.
No, well, that's right. We don't even know in which direction it's going, because it's not going in the direction of the nearest other system. So,
right.
There you go.
Well, maybe it could perform a U-turn or...
That's right. Now... F.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Hang on. What have I done here?
Yeah, hang on.
Yes,
one moment.
F is for fire.
Fire.
All right. Yes. To be specific, Neanderthal fire, discovered in Suffolk and believed to have been a fire 350,000 years ago.
Wow, you are into big numbers.
I love big numbers, yeah. The bigger the best.
you made that sound dirty.
I know, it's a talent. F is for Flossie. Flossie the cat.
Flossie the... Oh, she's, poor little cat.
Yes.
Yes.
She's the longest living cat. She's just turned 30 years, and she's in the Guinness Book of Records.
She's 30 years old.
Yes.
Right, longest living cat. Another big number, 30 years old. Yes.
Oh, L, I don't know if you've had this one, Graham Linehan?
Graham Linehan, yeah.
Yes, for the female space's arrest at Heathrow Airport. The tweets concerning female space's. And right. He was arrested for a non-crime hate incident, and then it was all got rid of, wasn't it?
One of those non-crime crimes, right.
Yes. Okay. Octopus... O is for octopus energy.
Octopus energy. Now, do you mean the energy of octopuses, or...?
Well, they use it as their motif, so maybe that's where they're getting it all from.
I think that's how they get it. It's a renewable source. They squeeze octopuses in a vise, and their screams are then turned into electricity. Not a lot of people know that.
Well, they have a thing called Kraken. I don't know if you've heard of this, but it... it's a spin-off, which is going to be floated, but it manages people's solar energy power and controls how much they get paid and what they have to pay for energy as a consequence of generating. It's a sophisticated thing. It runs everybody's energy that's going through Octopus and who have solar panels.
Wow.
And it's apparently going to be a world beater.
Well, so, I am sitting here stunned.
Yowza.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
What else have I got for you? I think those are all of the ones I've got.
Right.
The book title.
Yes.
Tariff Ick Times.
Eh?
Tariff.
Yes.
Ick Times. Terrific Times.
Oh, no. But thanks anyway, for playing.
Yeah.
All right, good good talking to you. Thanks a lot, Paul. Yeah, I've got a book out. The book will be coming out next week. Next week I've got to get the book out.
Oh, no.
And I'm just going through and correcting all of my many, 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 many mistakes. Some are going to fall through the sieve, no doubt. There's going to be boatloads of spelling mistakes and punctuation errors and probably factual errors as well. However it comes out, it's got to come out next week, and it'll be available in eco hippie woke ebook form and paperback for people who hate trees. And it'll be available on Kindle. And all of this list that we're doing here, will all get double checked and will be put in the book along with my take on the year so far. It's going to be the biggest book what I have ever wrote. And it must come out next week. There can be no excuses. Tiverton, hello, Ruth. But the point of him telling me about his suggestion of the title is I haven't actually landed on a title. I've got an idea in my mind about which one, but, you know, you've got about an hour, about 2 and a bit hours to persuade me otherwise. If you want, you could title my new book. Tiverton, hello, Ruth. 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 Ruth, too late. Bude in Cornwall. Hello, Adrian. Am I not doing it right? That's two in a row.
Hello, Nick,
oh, there you are. Yes.
Sorry, mate.
There you are. Am I not doing it right? Something has happened. Can they hear me? Let's try this one. Let's see, Lee Green, Chris.
Hey, Nick.
There you are.
Yay. Happy New Year, Anon.
Thanks.
Cool. I have, 5 letters for you.
Yes.
And I have just a couple of, Donnie-isms,
Oh, yeah, I'm also looking for names for Donald Trump, because the big long list, there's about 100 of them. That's going to go in the book as well. Also, the Donald Trump bingo card, which is almost completely full. I've ticked off almost everything in the card that I thought he was going to do. All the awful things that I thought he was going to do, he's done them, apart from about two.
Yeah, I was actually going to do that possibly as one of the, your bingo card, and alphabetize everything that he's done to put in the book, but yes. You kind of beat me to it there.
Right, okay.
Right, so I'll start with M, the military parade that he kind of put on. It was a bit of a damp squib, I hear.
A bit of a damp squib. It was the single most embarrassing thing that any military of any country has ever done.
Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
Ever talk to the president that way.
I don't really watch much telly. I just heard that it was...
it was shocking.
It was awful.
And henceforth, he became known as Emperor Squeaky Tanks.
Oh, shut up!
Brilliant. Cool. That leads on to P for placards underneath the portraits in the White House.
Oh, yeah.
He swapped them out, the notes, placards underneath Obama.
For what resembled his demented, unhinged tweets. Yes.
Yeah, his warblings. Obama was the worst president in history.
It was just shocking.
Sleepy Joe.
Absolute baby. Yeah, he swapped Joe Biden's picture for a picture of an auto pen.
Yeah, he did.
He did
terrible.
That.
The man's a menace.
He is.
And I've got an R for RAM, or random access memory. There is a massive, massive shortage amongst the gaming community and such.
I heard about that. Yeah, somebody told me about that yesterday. That if you're going to buy a new computer or a laptop or something like that, then it's going to be very expensive because there is apparently a shortage of random access memory things. Don't ask me what, but because I really don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like a chip that you put in your computer that handles the processing of graphics and stuff like that.
Mm,
but it's all. Yeah, I know. they're all being kind of eaten by AI.
Yeah.
All the companies are selling everything to AI to power that.
Right.
So that's
which pretty much underpins the success of the American economy. There's about five companies that have been spending $1 billion trying to make money out of AI, and they haven't actually made any money out of AI yet at all. So it's just one giant bet. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, I know. Right, so again for Rockstar Games.
Oh, yeah.
They, in controversy, again, over sacking tons of employees, even though there's still a delay for Grand Theft Auto 6.
Yeah, they delayed it again, like again. Yeah, I don't know anything about that either, but somebody told me that about that the other day as well, yeah.
Yeah, that could have been me.
Ah,
right. So, they sacked the actual games firm, sacked a load of people, so that all added fuel to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got T, which is a personal one for you, which is the Latin name troglodyte, which is in normal terms the wren, which is a small bird, which I believe is the small bird that you saw quite a while ago and couldn't work out what it was.
Yeah, don't start me down that road again.
I know.
That occupied us on this show for weeks. Yeah,
I know. I didn't want to open the wound, but I only done it because a similar thing happened to myself.
Oh, yeah.
And, I was...
Right, just very briefly, did it look like a very, very small-bodied bird with ridiculously long legs, like it was on stilts?
It did.
Right.
Yeah, and it appeared out of a bush, and I thought, that's weird.
Yeah, was it a grey speckled kind of thing?
Very much so. If you Google it and look at a picture, you bang on.
Okay.
Even hedges.
A wren, now we know. Excellent
wren.
Work. Thanks a lot, Chris. Gotta go. 0345 6060 973. It's the A to Z of 2025, the last of these shows, up to and including the letter V.
I'm Andrew Marr. Thank you for joining me throughout the year on LBC.
You could say to the British people on Budget Day, look, things are really bad, therefore I have to raise income tax. So tomorrow I'm going to resign as Chancellor of the Exchequer, having done the right thing.
And what do you think would happen in financial markets if I did that?
It depends who took over.
President Trump seems to be waking up every morning with a new idea, and be it tariffs or something else. In my personal opinion, I don't think he's thought it through.
What's your verdict so far on how it's going?
Dude, despair of the risk-free be all things to all men approach of Keir Starmer, which I think is a fool's errand.
I'll be back in the new year leading Britain's conversation.
Hiya, Kenny the hamster here, proud pet of Doug and Carol. Hey up, looks like my mum Carol's off out with the girls again. I tell you, since she took that quick NHS Healthy Choices quiz, she's drinking less but going out more. And to think, she thought being healthy would mean being boring. You might want to give it a go yourself.
Go, girlfriend!
Take your first little step to healthy. Search NHS Healthy Choices Quiz to get a score and a simple plan to follow.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Life feels better with a smile. Fanning Dental Group Clinics. Modern, comfortable, and affordable dentistry for all. See online for our price match promise. Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling, and the whole world smiles with you.
Banningdental.co.uk.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail of Holiday Rebecca. She's a bit like work Rebecca, except her stress headache is gone. Her frown lines have faded, and instead of hunching over a desk with a meal deal, she's enjoying fresh, hand-rolled pasta for lunch. If you require work, Rebecca, please try again in about 10 days.
Take your holiday seriously. British Airways Holidays. Atoll protected.
Leading Britain's conversation. Nick Abbott. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Blows my mind, Nick. It really does. It does my nutting.
Yeah, mine too. 0345 6060 973. It's the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter V on LBC. Let's try Ruth again in Tiverton. Hello, Ruth. Oh, twice in a row? No, Ruth. No, 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 no. No, you don't get three goes on this show.
No, 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 no.
Abso-notly. Bude. Adrian. Two of them. Okay, him too. Disappear both of them. Forever. Edinburgh. Jassim. Three. Is there something wrong with the phones? Maybe I have been unkind to both of them. Oh, there you are, Jassim.
No, my name's Imran, sorry.
Can I call you Jassim? maybe they had their names wrong too, and they had no idea I was calling on them.
Oh, maybe. Right. I didn't get asked my name when I phoned, so that's why. When I heard Jassim, I didn't think you were speaking to me.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
I am speaking to you.
Oh, that's fine. I've got a letter Q for you.
Yes.
So, my one is Qiddiya City, which is a theme park that's literally just opened up today in Saudi Arabia. It's just outside of the city of Riyadh.
Yeah.
And the reason it's quite a big deal is that this is obviously one of Saudi Arabia's efforts to try and position itself as a major destination in the Middle East and try and compete alongside the UAE. But one of their headline attractions is a roller coaster called Falcon's Flight, which is now the world's tallest, fastest and longest roller coaster in the world. And that's just opened up today.
Right. You couldn't pay me to go there.
No.
No. Absolutely not. No. Why would anybody in their right mind fly over Italy to go to somewhere else on holiday? That's nuts.
Yeah, there's been loads of people, like, you know, these roller coaster enthusiasts who've travelled out there from the UK and further afield. So, I think that looks like it's probably going to be a very popular place for folks who are into that kind of thing.
I injured myself on a roller coaster. The last time I went on a roller coaster was the one near Barcelona in... can't remember.
Anyway. Port Aventura?
Yeah, that's right. Port Aventura. And I went on one of them big roller coasters because there was nobody there. The kids were in... You should only go to these things when the kids are in school because there's nobody there and you don't have to queue. And because it was such a big thing and they had these, you know, these lines that snake up, like these queuing lines, and they go on and on and on. And
the cattle pens.
Exactly right, yeah. And there was nobody there. And so we, like, walked right to the front, got straight on, and when I came off, I thought, ooh, I feel a bit funny, I feel a bit dizzy. Let's go again.
Yeah.
So I went again, and I came off, and I had to hang on to the bars. I came off because I thought, oh, I'm going to fall over. Something a little bit wrong happened here. Let's go again, because there was no queue. So I thought, you know, I'll never get this opportunity again. And third time around, I did feel as though I had dislodged my brain just a little bit.
Yeah, it seems like a good idea at the time, and then afterwards, be like, oh, regretting it a wee bit.
Right. And then I got a radio talk show.
Yeah. I do love your show, by the way. It's the first time I'm calling in. I've been listening for a long time. I in particular, love the little soundboard clips you do, especially the Arnold Schwarzenegger ones. They always have me in stitches.
Okay. Well, good to know. Thanks a lot, Imran.
Cheers.
If that is indeed your name.
It is
your name. Right, okay. Got there in the end. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345-6060-973. Leela from Upper Edmonton says V is for Bob. Now, I've been pronouncing his name wrong because it's V-Y-L-A-N. And I've been saying Vylan because that's what it looks like. But no, of course, it's Villain. Bob Villain, which makes more sense, says Leela. U is for U-turn and P is for personal independence payments and W is for the winter fuel payments. She's got a boatload. Tuscany. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Nick.
Leah.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great, mate. Is Leah your name?
It is my name, yes.
Marvellous. Carry on.
Okay, I have a V, which is kind of stroke W, so you might tell me off. So Vogue, the magazine, has a new editor-in-chief after 37 years and a winter stood down.
Nuclear winter stood down.
Anna Winter.
That's what they call her. They call her Nuclear Winter, don't they?
Is that right? I didn't know that.
I think so,
I also have an M for you. Malaysia Air Airlines flight MH370. They started looking for it again today or yesterday.
Did they?
They did.
Huh.
And I have a name for Donald Trump.
Go on.
The crumpled grump.
The crumpled grump.
Yes.
But he's not really crumpled, though, is he?
Yeah, I don't know. Some photos, he looks a bit crumpled to me.
Perhaps, yeah. I'll write that down and think about it. Who's the new Vogue editor-in-chief? Do they know anything about style?
After Anna Wintour, I don't know. Chloe May, male or Mally, M-A-L-L-E.
M-A-L-L-E. All right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Leah. I'll look forward to flipping through it while I'm getting my hair cut. Actually, where I get my hair cut, they don't do magazines. They don't do magazines, and they only know one cut. Doesn't matter what you ask for, you get a short back and sides. That's it. Royal Wootton Bassett, Rihanna.
Well, hey, Nick, how are you?
Good, thanks.
So, I've got a couple. So, one is, it could be an A, but this is his, like, Japanese adopted name, so... It's Alnisiki Arata, but he's a Ukrainian that won the World Sumo Championship, and he was a Ukrainian refugee.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that mad? So he tried to get refugee status in Germany and was rejected.
Yeah.
And then he got into Japan, and he's only 21 years old, and he's just a bit of a legend. Like, he beat the grand champion to, like, win this title.
Is it the first time that title has ever been won by a non-Japanese person?
I don't know if that's true. Definitely first time by a Ukrainian, but I'm not sure if it was non-Japanese. Right.
It's unreasonable of me to ask you that question. Why would you know?
Yeah.
I apologise.
I've got a quick one. I don't know if you've had... it's an anniversary, but, you know, the Victory Day Parade in China?
I don't know. Victory Day Parade...
Yeah, so it was the 80th anniversary, and do you remember, it was in the, I don't know what time of year it was, but it had Kim Jong-un and Putin and Narendra Modi and just not Trump, and they were, like, sort of, like, trolling him with, like, selfie pictures and stuff of them. And I think it's what he was aspiring to with his,
yes.
You know, parade, for but that, he just for didn't that, get anywhere near.
Yeah, for that day. Calamity that he put on. That's what he was hoping for. He was hoping for one of those North Korean, you know, around 100,000 people all march with robotic precision.
Affirmative.
And he got a bunch of people in who were just like shambling down the road like they were going to the bar. It was embarrassing.
Did he say they were fat before, or did Taste
breath
say they were fat before or after that?
I think they did afterwards. That was probably them getting back in some way at the military for putting on that shambles. Yeah. All right. Good talking to you. Thanks a lot, Rihanna. 0345 6060 973. Leela, done that one. If you got N for Lando Norris, the British driver for McLaren that won the Formula One World Championship, says this. Yep, got that one. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest? I'll be totally fair about this. Sandersted, hello, Simon.
Hello, Nick.
Simon.
And happy nearly new year.
Yes, that's right.
You. I've got a U, I've got two Vs.
Okay, let's have them.
Okay, the U is Uranus has a new moon, just been discovered this year. Don't get too excited, it's only 6 miles in diameter. And it hasn't got a proper name yet.
Oh, right.
Uranus now has 29 moons. The most interesting about it was it wouldn't have been discovered without the James Webb Space Telescope, which is so incredibly precise it can just pick out the tiniest objects. Voyager 2 didn't pick it out, and nothing else has picked it out. So there you go.
Uranus has a new moon. Do you remember when people started pronouncing it Uranus?
No.
I do. I can remember sitting in front of the news, and the man came on the news, and he was... I can't remember why, but he was talking about Uranus, and I'm going, Uranus? What's that? Oh, he didn't want to be on the news saying, you know... So they switched
the blank.
It. Yeah, that's right.
John, the V's. Have we got time for the V's for the news?
Yes, go on, quickly.
Okay, here we go. Vegan sausages can no longer be called sausages.
Oh.
Yes, the EU has voted to say that they can no longer be called sausages, and the same with vegan burgers. They've all got to be banned from being called sausages and burgers now because they haven't got meat in them.
Right.
Now, what I'm now thinking is a huge dilemma now for your average purple-faced angry Brexiter. Which is, what are they going to do? Are they going to bring out a petition to make British companies...
You're thinking about this too much. Your average purple-faced Brexiter is not going to eat anything called vegan. Thanks for that. Got to go. It goes quick, don't it? That's the V's. The W's next. The W should be easier than V's, I reckon. And then the almost impossible letters in the last hour. As we hurtle towards 2026, it's the last of the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter W, after the new news on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. In the last hour, Sir Keir Starmer has used his New Year message to promise to defeat decline and division. He's acknowledged life is still harder than it should be, but says people will soon feel positive change.
The challenges we face were decades in the making, and renewal is not an overnight job. But putting our country back on a stable footing will become our strength. Strength that means we can support you with the cost of living.
Opposition leader Kemi Badenoch also said the year's been difficult, but she had a plan to turn things around. Lib Dem leader Sir Ed Davey said he wants to stop Trump's America becoming Farage's Britain, while Reform UK's Nigel Farage said he intends to fundamentally change the whole system of government in Britain. As final touches continue ahead of New Year celebrations, we're being warned about a really cold start to 2026. Snow is expected across much of the UK, with the Met Office warning of injuries on icy surfaces. The UK Health Security Agency has extended amber cold weather alerts to all of England until the 6th of January. But Hogmanay in Edinburgh and London's midnight fireworks display are very much going ahead. London Mayor Sir Sadiq Khan says planning started back in July.
More than 12,000 fireworks, we're going to have lights, we've got a great soundtrack. In addition to the 100,000 people on either side of the River Thames, millions will be watching what I think are the best fireworks in the world.
This couple will be watching.
Near the London Eye and really enjoy it. We were here last year, so this year we decided to go full whack and really get a good place.
It is the best display in the whole world. It's London, isn't it?
In other news, three men have been arrested in Leeds on suspicion of sexually assaulting two teenage girls. Officers were called to reports of a group of men acting suspiciously at Seacroft Green last night. The Queen's described how an attack on a train when she was a teenager left her angry for years. A man approached Camilla as she was reading. She says she fought back. Ellen Miller is from the charity Safe Lives, which aims to end domestic abuse.
We live in a society where it's so often just accepted, but it is horrible. And it means a lot to see the Queen there. She's our patron. She's a fantastic supporter of the women who are affected.
LBC weather. Some showers for the north of the UK, moving south tonight. Wintry in northern Scotland. Dry and clear further south with a widespread frost. Lows at midnight will be between -1 and 6 Celsius. New Year's Day will be chilly and windy in the north and east. Wintry showers in northern Scotland, moving down the western coasts. And a high of 7 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Matt Hewitt.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Don't talk to me that way. I'm the President of the United States. Don't ever talk to the President that way.
He thinks he looks good in a bathing suit, he doesn't.
03-45-6060-973. It's the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter W. As we speed towards the end, this is the last show to get your ideas in. Let's go Stubbington. Hello, Chris.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Yes, you're squeaking, Chris.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a dodgy throat.
Oh, right.
I just wanted to say, I think this is an S or a G. It's the Standing with Giants installation.
Standing with Giants. What's that?
That's the one with all the silhouettes of soldiers. And when it came back from France, it was going to be homeless until Fort Nelson in Portsmouth offered it a home right up until the end of January at the last moment.
Right. And then what?
Well, at the end of January, they'll have another place for it to move on to by then, but literally, when it came back, the place it was supposed to have gone literally pulled out, but with a day or two's notice.
Right.
And Fort Nelson stepped in and said, we'll take it on.
Okay. Well, then I wish them and it all the best. Very good work. And another thing.
Did you see that George Clooney's wife has become French citizen?
George Clooney's wife has become a French citizen?
Yep.
No, I did not know that.
Okay, I'm not sure what that would go under.
her name? I can't remember what her name is, but I'll look it up later. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Chris. Judy in Connecticut says, weave, W is for weave, both Donald Trump's hairpiece...
I don't wear a toupee.
...and his unique, circumstantial, tangential flight of ideas made of nonsensical delivery. The weave. Yeah, that's right. It just dribbles out of his mouth, and then he claims that he meant that.
Don't be rude.
Yeah, sorry, Donnie, but, you know, it's pretty obvious that you're just dribbling. Belsize Park. Hello, Judy.
Hello.
Judy.
I've had one, but the nice assistant said you've already had it.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
It was Snoring Sophie.
Oh, yeah, Snoring Sophie. Yeah, I do have that.
I think she is absolutely your contributor of the year.
Sophie from Wanstead snored through almost 2 hours of a show about a week or so ago, and I kept coming to her and asking her questions, but she had obviously fallen asleep with her face on the phone, and she snored for about 2 hours. And then came to, as though by magic, and had no idea what was what had just occurred.
So are you putting her in the book?
She is in the book.
She's in the book.
Yes.
Okay, I've got two book titles for you.
Go on.
But you'll have to be elderly to get what I'm talking about.
Right.
Which you're not, obviously. One of them is 2025 and All That.
Now, that somebody has suggested that before, and it's Zager and Evans, right?
Well, it goes from 1066 and all that.
Oh, right, not 2525. Okay, I was thinking about something else entirely. Yeah, okay, got that, yes.
And the other one that also relates to a very, very old television programme.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was the year that was.
Right, no and no in that order.
Oh, okay, never mind. Thank you very much.
Okay, another satisfied customer. 0345-6060-973. We're at the W's. Hove. Andy.
Hi, Nick.
Andy.
Happy New Year.
Thanks. And you.
Greetings from the seafront at Hove, where the fireworks are already going off. Well, they don't know what day it is over here. You know how it is.
It's Tuesday, I think, or Wednesday. It's one of those days.
Yeah, it's Brighton, you know how it is. I've got two W's, and I've got an R, and I've got an S, and something that could be a K or an S.
Okay, off you go.
Right, two W's. First of all, W for woke mind virus.
Oh, yeah.
Which is another Musk effort. which he was on about, and also W for Windows 10 has gone, and you've all got to have Windows 11 now, or you will, implode into a sticky
mess on the floor. Yes.
And the K is for K flu, which is this year's model of flu, although it's actually called S for subclade K, SUBCLADE, and then K, which sounds like a science fiction type of a science fiction film.
Subclade K flu.
Yes.
And is that's the nature of the, well, that's the specific name of the flu that we're suffering from this year?
Yes, that's right.
Right.
It's actually H3N2, which is it's the catalogue number. You know, you want to
order that. They can deliver it to you just as soon as you lick a bus stop. You'll have it.
And the two R's, well, I did this yesterday, but it's a bit more on it. Reusable rockets, because the S4, the Super Heavy booster, which is the SpaceX rockets, are reusable. And this year has seen a mixed results from those, as we discussed earlier.
Yes.
But the point being that one of them, which exploded, which had its rapid
disassembly.
What's it?
Disassembly. It was an unexpected rapid disassembly. Yeah.
Yes, last January was actually a threat to shipping. I should say it was a threat to airlines, and they've actually said now that airlines were warned that flights could be actually, you know, severely damaged by the fallout that came from that particular explosion.
Okay.
And likewise with all the satellites which have gone up, S for satellites, Starlink, because there's so many of them that they might be banging into other satellites up there. It's as busy as the as the motorway that goes around London.
M25.
There's
a lot of junk up there, and something eventually is going to bump into a bit big enough to send it plummeting to Earth. What could possibly go wrong?
And I've got an idea for your book, which you probably won't like it, because it comes from the bloke that we covered just now. Mm-hmm. You'll thank me later.
Who said that? Elon Musk?
Yes.
About what?
Nobody knows.
Oh, right.
And they've kind of figured out it was to do with SpaceX in the end. It wasn't Tesla.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Elon Musk, I'll thank you now.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, whatever it was. Good work. Thanks a lot, Andy. Tony in Hampshire says, W is for Robbie Williams, who said that taking Mounjaro is making him blind. I do recall that he did say that. Well, stop taking it. Stop taking it, then. How about that for an idea? Upper Edmonton. Hello, Layla.
Hi, I've got a few.
Yes.
So I've got W for winter fuel payments, because they U-turned on that. Like, they wanted to obviously just strip it completely, except for those who are on pension credit. But then in the end, they decided
more readily available, because the Daily Mail was screaming at them for about 3 weeks straight. Yeah.
That was like one of my letters. The other one was like V for vapes, because like they banned single use vapes, but like you still see them everywhere anyway.
Do you?
And also, yeah, like I see them all over the place, like people using them.
Huh.
And then like also because they did those raids on illegal vape shops, and they kept showing on the news that like, when they were raiding like, those illegal vape shops, so like these for vapes.
Yeah. Oh, they also did those American sweet shops, didn't they? That's one we missed under A. American sweet shop raids, yeah. They were cropping up everywhere, those things. You could light a football match at Wembley Stadium with the lights that they got inside those shops. So bright.
So yeah, I guess like American sweet shop and vape shop is like similar kind of thing, that with their illegal raids.
All right.
And then I've got, like, V for Bob Villain, because, like, in Glastonbury, when they had, like, the BBC aired it, and then they, like, got in trouble for airing like it because it was, like, anti-Semitic.
Bob Villain, yes.
Bob Villain. Mm-hmm. So V for Bob Villain.
Yeah.
And then I've got P for personal independence payments, because they tried, obviously, like, to make it more stringent, the criteria to get it, but then they had to U-turn again on that. And that brings me to U for U-turns, because like they U-turn on winter fuel payment, and then they U-turn on PIP. And then finally, I've got R for raccoon, because like there was that raccoon which like went into a liquor store and drank the liquor and got drunk and passed out on the bathroom.
Passed out in the toilet. Yeah, that was funny. Poor raccoon. But funny for us, maybe not for the raccoon. All right, excellent work. Thanks a lot, Layla. Got them all. W is for the World Cup draw for FIFA's 2026 finals. Yeah. God. What can you say about that? Cleethorpes. David.
Hello.
David.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I've got three for you. I've got the letter B, A, and S.
Go on.
And they're all sporty ones. So if I start with B... I've got beards.
Beards?
And beards. The New York Yankees baseball team, you can now play for them if you've got a beard.
Oh, right.
They've changed the rule, apparently a 50-year rule, where you, if you play for them, you aren't allowed to have a beard.
Huh.
And they've changed that this year.
Okay.
The letter A, I think it's A, I think you go for it, and it's all, A-double-L, and Leeds United, there's something that happened, and I've not heard it happen actually before, where Leeds United scored a goal the other night at Sunderland, and in the move to the goal, all 11 players touched the ball. All Leeds United players touched the ball in the passing movement.
Yeah,
from
this,
the goalkeeper.
This happened just the other day, didn't it?
It did, yes.
It was a fantastic goal. Yeah, I saw that. I saw it. Yeah. I saw it several times over and over again. Yeah, it was really, really, really good. I mean, goal of the season. If there'd been some more, you know, if it had been a little bit more dramatic, maybe it'd be goal of the season. But yeah, it's got to be up there.
It wasn't dramatic, really. It was just kind of he passed to him and he passed to him type of move, wasn't it? And then
all 11 players touched the ball. Yeah.
So all 11 players touched the ball. And the last one is, again, it's a football one, and it's S for Sheffield. And they've got two teams. They've got Wednesday United, and they've both been in the Championship for the entire 2020, and the entire calendar year of 2025. And it's that Sheffield United have won the same amount of games on Sheffield Wednesday's ground that Sheffield Wednesday have in the calendar year.
Yeah, that's really persnickety stats, that is, David. I don't think I can put that in, but maybe the Leeds goal. All right. Yeah. Very good work. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345 6060 973. It is up to and including the letter W on the A to Z of 2025 with me, Nick Abbott, on LBC.
This is LBC.
The following is from TFL.
My name was Luna, like the moon. I was 2 days short of my 17th birthday when I was killed. My killer wasn't a bad man. He'd had a rescue dog called Frank and rang his mum every Sunday. He wasn't a speed freak. He just thought it was okay to go a few miles an hour over the limit. But that was enough to knock me off my bike and kill me.
Speeding injures or kills over 1,000 people in London every year. Slow down. To the Mayor of London and TfL, every journey matters.
Looking for a fixed passive income backed by real demand? With ulezprosperity.com, you buy the car, we rent it from you for a set period. You stay the legal owner and we pay you up to £600 per month in fixed rental income. No hassle, no maintenance, no tenants. It's a straightforward asset-backed rental agreement. Visit ulezprosperity.com for conditions and to learn more. That's ulezprosperity.com. Simple, steady, secure.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
Here are the studio calls flashing up on the indicator.
Yes, many calls flashing up on the indicator. Ringmer, Louisa.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Louisa.
Hello.
Yes.
Happy nearly New Year.
Yes, happy nearly New Year to you too.
Right. I am prepared. I've got it all written down. I've got...
Yes.
First of all, we start with a B.
Go on.
Now, I don't know whether you've got this one, but I haven't actually heard it while I've been listening to you.
Yeah.
And that is the B for the banana that got stuck to a piece of paper and then sold for $6.2 million.
That wasn't this year, though, was it?
Yes, I think it was.
The banana that's taped to a wall with a piece of duct tape.
Oh, it's a wall, was it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was this year because, gosh, time hasn't gone that quickly, surely.
Well, whenever I do this, sometimes things can be many years out of date and people could swear blind that it happened this year. But I'll write it down and I'll look it up.
And give it a check over. Yeah. Oh, thank you. And then I've got three good news things for the environment. One of them is an F, and that's there's been a fungus discovered that eats plastic.
Oh, right. That was this year as well, was it? There's a fungus among us, and it eats plastic.
Yes. I think it's definitely been publicised this year.
Right.
For the first time, but I sort of had my ear to the ground about it, I think, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But it's definitely been publicised this year that they've discovered this brilliant fungus that eats plastic. So
but then what happens, though? Yeah, but what happens then, though? I mean, usually when people eat something, then something happens afterwards.
Disgusting.
So what's it excreting?
Well, it does worry. It is a bit worrying as to how fat the fungus gets as well.
Right.
But anyway, and there's another one which is really good for plastic, and that is there's this ocean vacuum. So this is a V, and this is definitely this year. They've created an ocean vacuum cleaner that removes plastic from the ocean, and it's powered by solar and wind.
Solar and wind. Well, you know who knows a lot about at least one of those.
Yeah.
At least one of those you know something about.
I know a lot about wind.
He knows a lot about wind.
Yeah.
The King I know a lot Orange. About wind.
Yeah, which is why Melania always looks so she's,
I know.
She's you know, she? The aroma. Can you imagine?
I can't, and I don't want to, thank you very much.
An ocean vacuum which removes plastic. That sounds like an excellent idea.
Yes, and it can sieve out all the, you know, ocean life and just take the plastic, even small bits. So that's brilliant. Let's hope. Do you know what? If someone like Musk invested in something like that, I would have some... respect for
a little
him.
Bit more respect for him. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
But he's not. He doesn't seem to be concerned about doing anything of the sort. Yeah.
No.
All right.
He doesn't care about this planet. Oh, it's one more.
Yes.
And that is C for Colombia, because they have vowed to protect 100% of their Amazon.
Huh. Protect 100% of their. Writing this down. Amazon,
yeah.
Right.
Which is brilliant, which means no more chopping down the Amazon in Colombia.
Well, let's celebrate when they make it happen.
Exactly. And I have got a name for your book. I mean, I think it's funny, but you probably won't use it.
Yes.
But I have to say it anyway, because it made me laugh. I read it some time ago, but it came to my mind again today, and it's 50 Shades of Orange.
50 Shades of Orange was on the shortlist, yes.
And,
it is on the shortlist, that's right. I have in mind a title that I'm thinking of using, but that is one of the ones that I'm considering.
I think
very
it's so,
strongly.
Yeah.
All right, good work. Thanks a lot, Louisa. Got to go. 0345 6060973. Let's see now. Swansea, Phil.
Oh, good afternoon.
Yes, Phil.
Good evening, sir.
Good morning.
And a happy new year. Yeah, I've got an ABC. I've got an ABC, D, E, F. I'm trying to go through the alphabet. You've got Archbishop of Canterbury, followed by D, E, F. Daft, embarrassing female. That's a bit controversial. GHA, guttering the hospitality industry. But I'll have to fast forward because I want to get to the book title. Oh, there's an STU for sewage treatment uprising. Or upheaval. Book title. Possible one for you. There's always one, isn't there? And my favourite one of all, Donald Trump, my favourite nickname is Donnie Darko. I don't know whether you've heard of the film.
Yeah, I have.
But Donnie Darko, because he's so obscure, you never know what he's thinking about.
Right. Okay, well, it's no to all of the above. But good effort. Thanks a lot, Phil. W is for the Windsor Royal Lodge, where Andrew Mountbatten Windsor was asked and forced to leave, says this one. David Poole says W is the White House East Wing demolition for the Orange Man Baby's new Golden Ballroom. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be beautiful. Bound to be. Yeah, it'll be stunning. Let's have Battersea. Hello, Rose.
Oh, hi, Nick. First I've spoken to you, but I listen all the time. I have a few for you.
Thanks.
The first one is B for Lucy Bronze, the footballer who was named England's Women's Footballer of the Year and also played the entire Euros 2025 with a fractured tibia.
Huh.
That's the first one. sorry, I'm a bit nervous. The second one is Darvo. Deny, attack, reverse, victim, offender.
Deny, attack, reverse, victim...
Victim, offender, which is the tactic that's so ably used by Trump.
Deny, comma, attack victim. That now I get it. Yeah, attack victim. Attack.
Yeah, DARVO, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Right.
DARVO, yeah.
Deny, comma, attack, what's the R?
Reverse.
Attack, reverse.
Victim, offender.
What's the ascender part?
Offender.
Finally we got there.
DARVO,
right.
DARVO,
got
sorry,
it.
Yes.
Got it now. Yes, offender. Okay. Deny, attack, reverse, victim, offender.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah. So, take your Putin apologist.
Yes, Putin apologist. Right.
Yeah, or Tice when he was defending Farage over the racist things, and Trump when he was talking about Rob Reiner.
Right, so who coined that, DARVO?
I don't know where it came from, right, but... Okay.
I'll write it down, and I'll investigate it further. Yes.
Okay. The next one, Chloe Kelly, England women's footballer, turned down for the New Year's honours twice.
Mm-hmm.
Despite winning the penalty, the decider penalty in Euro 25, she scored the winning goal in Euro 22, and she also scored the fastest goal in that penalty, either men or women, this year, 110 kilometres per hour.
Oh, fastest as it, not the time it took her to score it, but the speed at which she scored it. 110
yeah.
miles per hour.
No,
that's a tennis serve speed. Oh,
yeah.
Kilometres an hour, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is 68 miles per hour.
Is it? Right.
Yeah. Right, the next one, sorry.
Yes.
This is Moon, a black cat who made a surprise appearance at Stonehenge at winter solstice, and deemed a good omen for the next year.
Right. Why was it a surprise appearance?
Because the cat was actually on the stones.
On top of the stones?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not allowed to be on top of the stones?
The cat, yeah, there's actually footage of people stroking the cat on the stones.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the next one is...
How many more have we got, just so I know where we are?
Just three more.
Three more,
so
okay.
Next one is S, spitting image. They created a YouTube show, the rest is Ball S.
Mm.
And they are being sued by the creators of Paddington Bear for their depiction of him as the podcast.
Yeah, not sued. They're going to be sued. Yeah, for depicting. Depicting Paddington as a drug addict.
Want to score some pot?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Okay. And then the last one is W's. Oh no, sorry. One more. Supreme Court. Who have finally decided that the definition of a woman is biological sex.
Right.
Which leads on to the Women's Institute, who have had to, with regret, say that they can no longer allow trans women members. And so they're in a bit of a quandary over that.
Okay, got them all. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Rose. 0345 6060 973. Let's have, let me see now, Worthing. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Nick.
Matt.
Nice to talk to you in the dying embers of 2025.
Yeah.
Not
long
to
go
now. I've been kind of listening on catch-up and keep falling asleep, so I'm not 100% sure what's been said, because, you know, it comes and goes. But I've got quite a few here, if I've got time.
How many? Let me know how many.
Can I start with
a B? How many? Can you hear me? Hello? Is this thing on?
Yeah, hi.
How many?
Yeah, I've got about six.
Six, okay. Press on.
Right, okay. So I've got a B, which was bio beads. Which was the spill at Canberra Sands. They're called biobeads, the tiny little plastic pellet.
Yeah, I've got that. The Southern Water, one of the local water company eventually said, yep, okay, we admit it, it was us.
Yeah, that's the one. I've got F for the frogs, the protests in Oregon. Did you see the people dressing up as frogs?
Yeah, people are dressing up as inflatable cartoon characters in order to in order to make action against them seem ridiculous, apart from anything else.
That's right, yeah. It started off, apparently, there was a character called Pepe, which was a right-wing meme.
Oh, yeah.
And they took it from that, apparently. So another F was Flamingo missiles that were developed by Ukraine off their own back because they didn't get the long-range missiles from the Americans that they wanted.
Right.
So, they've developed the Flamingo missile, which is able to strike, like, over quite
a... That's a pretty odd name for a missile. It doesn't really instill fear in the...
No,
the,
it sounds friendly.
In the hearts of the enemy. No, Flamingo, right.
Not quite as good as, like, Tomahawk.
Yeah,
Tomahawk
exactly right. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
That would be a T, Tomahawk, because they were asking for the Tomahawk missiles. I've got a K or a Q, which would be Ketamine Queen.
Are you talking about who?
The American lady who was distributing ketamine to the rich and famous, and Matthew Perry, unfortunately, the Friends. So there was a whole thing about the lady who distributed the ketamine, which is the ketamine queen. So don't do ketamine.
Don't do ketamine.
Kids.
No, good idea. That's
ketamine
right.
is.
It's a horse tranquilizer. They should have a nice cup of tea instead, or anything else. Matt, I've got to go because I'm right up against the news, but thanks for that. 0345-6060-973. It's 11:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Matt Hewitt.
Sir Keir Starmer says even more people will feel once again a sense of hope in 2026. In a message to mark the new year, the Prime Minister acknowledged life is still harder than it should be for many Britons. London's gearing up for Europe's biggest fireworks display. 12,000 of them will light up the River Thames at midnight with 100,000 spectators. People at the Hogmanay Street Party in Edinburgh are being treated to a pipe band, drummers, a DJ set and a silent disco. One other story. In the last few minutes, we've been told the boxer Anthony Joshua is out of hospital after a car crash that killed two of his close friends in Nigeria. The Jeep they were in smashed into a parked truck on Monday, leaving the former heavyweight world champion with minor injuries. LBC weather. Windy with rain and wintry showers in Scotland tonight. Dry and clear further south with a widespread frost. A low of minus one. New Year's Day will be chilly and windy with snow flurries in the north and top temperatures of 7 degrees.
This is LBC.
There's one green bottle sat on my fridge shelf. This green and white bottle that supports my gut health. Beautiful by nature and biotiful by name. It's the tastiest way to up my gut health game.
Biotiful Gut Health. Upgrade your yogurt to the UK's number one kefir and reset your gut health with Biotiful. Kefir is a source of calcium which contributes to the normal function of digestive enzymes. For verification of UK's number one kefir, see biotifulguthealth.com/radio.
Brands that use radio are 49% more likely to get noticed. Amplify your advertising at radiocentre.org. Assuming you want to get noticed.
EasyJet's Big Orange Sale is now on. Beat the blues and book the beach with up to £400 off package holidays and up to 20% off flights. EasyJet, get out there. Selected dates and flights. Flight sale ends 3rd of Feb. Holiday sale ends 3rd of March. Min spend and ATL protected. T's and C's apply.
A safe trip begins with T-R-I-P. Take a road trip with your family. Get there safely. Do your trip checks. Drop up on island fuel. Rest every 2 hours too. I inspect tire pressure and tread. Prepare for the weather ahead. A safe trip begins with TRIP. A safe trip begins with
TRIP. Think, do the 4 trip checks before every long journey. National Highways.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345-6060-973.
I just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio, making a picture again.
It's a radio show, dear. 0345-6060-973. It is the A to Z of 2025, and we are halfway through the last of these shows. This is your last chance to get your suggestion on the list. which will come out in a book next week with my take on the year. It's going to be the biggest book. It's going to be the biggest book what I have ever wrote, and it'll be available on ebook form and paperback on the Kindle store, including the all of the A to Z and all of the names that everyone's come up with for Donald Trump, and the Donald Trump bingo card and plenty else besides. Let's have East Ham. Hello, Sarge.
Yeah, hello there, Nick. How's it going? All right?
Pretty good, thanks.
Okay, I've got a nickname for Donald Trump, and I've got a book title for you and one suggestion.
Okay.
All right, so Jimmy Carter, I know you don't do dead people, but when he died, you know, it was tradition for them to have the flag at half-mast.
Yes.
And it's been a year of flags, and Donald Trump refused to have it at half-mast, and he raised it fully, so...
Yeah, he threw his toys out of the pram because he said it's the first time in history that any president has been inaugurated while the flags were at half-mast, which is, we'll be stunned to know is not true. He was lying about that.
Yeah, so, obviously, you know, it's been a year of flags, but Donald Trump started it all off, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, and his nickname, I mean, there was an ape who went berserk in New York, and, you know, King Kong, mm-hmm. and his one is King Kong.
King Kong. I quite like that. That's pretty good. All right, that's in there. Yes.
And I've got a book title for you.
Yeah.
This is a disgrace. And very importantly, Nick, you have to, I saw it somewhere on TV, if you hold the book upside down and write it upside down, it's actually really catching.
Yeah, you'll sell more copies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Sarge. 0345-6060-973. Tiverton. Hello, Margaret.
Hello?
Margaret.
Ooh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Margaret.
Only just. I've got a load of these for you.
Okay.
Well, Trump's vanity knows no bounds. We can have that, vanity. And Paula Reynolds, not sure whether she was unseated this year or she lost her CBE or something, didn't she? Perhaps that was last year.
Maybe it was, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
It's quite interesting. While I was writing this, I noticed that I could almost get the word venal out of her name. Jenny Vance, somebody had said that already, I'm sure, but Vance has been up there, hasn't he? And then the other thing that occurred to me just now is that UPF, for you, have you got ultra-processed foods in?
Yeah, the government was going to, it wasn't going to be a law, it was going to be advice, wasn't it? But they watered down the advice, or they cancelled giving people the advice not to eat ultra-processed food. Something like that.
Because we've all been reading the Van Tulleken book, as in the Van Tulleken brothers, who have championed this. So yeah. Van Tulleken would be good, because we're all reading that. But that was about ultra-processed. Mm. And the last thing is a bit naughty, but I heard you on the radio yesterday, and I want to question the veracity of your voice. Because I couldn't believe it was you.
Do you mean yesterday or today?
Was it today? Oh, maybe it was today. With Ian, what's it? Ian Dale. And it was really very upsetting. It worried me all day.
Huh.
And the other thing about the voice that's just cropped up now, you do know that your horse sound effect is actually a donkey, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, that's all right then. Was it a joke?
Yeah, one of them asses. Yeah.
Yeah, but when somebody mentioned
a horse, I play a donkey. Yeah, you know, for your amusement, Margaret.
Oh, I'll be amused next time. Yeah. Now I know that
it's not an error. No, it's just me being silly. That's the nature of this program. Well, this and the Friday and Saturday. Yeah. All right. Good work. Thanks a lot, Margaret. And the reason that I sounded odd on Ian Dale's show, although I'm not sure that I actually did, I haven't heard it back, but people said I did, is because I'm sitting here in front of about a bazillion dollars worth of highly precise equipment, and it is changing my ordinary nasally squeaky voice into the sound that you're hearing coming through your smart speaker or whatever you're listening to me on. It's bound to be different because I was down the line on an old mobile phone. So, you know, no wonder it was not the same as what you're hearing now. Tiago, hello, Bristol. Hello, Tiago.
Hello, Nick. Are you ready to brace yourself?
What do you mean?
Oh, 2026 is just around the corner.
It's just around the corner, yeah.
And I guess according to Liz Truss, there'll be then just like, what, 8 years to save the West? Yeah, it's getting hard.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, sorry. I've been waiting for a while, so I have a couple. I have for W, the water companies, and, you know, the debacle in 2025, as it has been for the last God knows how many years, but I think it's worth mentioning.
Yes.
Then V for Venezuela and the Venezuelan strikes and the boats and the fact that Trump is, you know, just about to declare war with them.
Right.
What else? Have we included the cheese-based crimes of 2025 on the list?
There was.
The cheese crimes. There was like kind of like 22 tons of cheddar that were stolen from Neil's yard.
Right. Yes. Neil's yard cheese. That was this year, was it? It sounds
was.
Oh, okay. The 20. Yeah. It wasn't.
If that wasn't this year, I'm sure that there was this whole thing about 300K worth of cocaine in the Parmesan wheel at Heathrow. So there's been like cheese crimes.
Right.
I'm pretty sure.
That would spice up a pizza, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And talking about crimes. How about the chainsaw that Milei gifted Elon Musk?
Yeah. And then he waved it around on stage, celebrating firing hundreds of thousands of people. And then Musk was surprised that we didn't think fondly of him.
I mean, like, with a performance like that, I'm surprised that he hasn't tried a career as a lumberjack now.
Yeah, or in PR, yeah. Okay, gotta go. Thanks a lot, Tiago. 0345-6060-973. This says, David Walliams, his publisher, dropped him. Says, Barbara in Trinidad. Hey, what's the weather like in Trinidad, Barbara? Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Twickenham. Hello, Sue.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Sue.
This year, W.H. Smith sold off their high street branches and the arm of that, whoever bought it,
yeah,
just morphed it into T.G. Jones, a random name which means absolutely nothing.
So hang on a minute. W.H. Smith became T.G. Jones?
Correct.
As in Smith and Jones? That sounds like a joke.
No, it's completely true. And it was only the high street branches, not the airport branches,
right,
or the railway
branches. Yeah.
Only the high street branches. And they changed the colour from a bright orange, which was really visible, to mm-hmm. this, like, dull blue, really boring blue, which just blends into the background. So they're no longer really a visible presence on the high street.
Right. But then what would you ever need to go into W.H. Smith for? I mean, what have they actually got in there that anybody would buy anymore? Like, newspapers would be their number one selling product, I would imagine. That's the thing that they would shift the most of back in the old days. It was grand when I was a lad, Sue. People used to read newspapers. Can you believe that?
And it was handy for my buying books for my mother when she was in hospital.
Oh, yeah.
There's
another thing that nobody ever uses.
Buy a book.
Books.
Well,
yeah.
We could whiz in there and buy your book.
No, you can't, because it's exclusive to Kindle store.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to do paperback as well.
Yeah, you can order a paperback from that store.
It's
not going to be available in ordinary bookshops, no.
I do like the name Redacted, by the way. I do like that.
Yeah, that's
a good
that's
idea.
One of the, it's on the shortlist, Redacted.
I've got a C for you,
uh-huh,
which is Claire's Accessories High Street shops all closed in the UK and Ireland. And they went into liquidation.
And what did they sell?
They sold accessories, hair accessories, women's accessories for their hair,
yeah,
and jewellery.
Right, really? Claire's Accessories sold accessories? Is that what you're saying?
They did. That's right. And it was aimed at the affordable range,
yeah,
for, you know, for like teenage children coming, you know, teenagers,
uh-huh,
young women. And
yeah, those people.
Not not that young.
Okay.
And they went online with it, but they couldn't compete, so they're now only focusing on the USA market, Whisper That USA market.
Mm-hmm.
And while I've been waiting, I was thinking the Stonehenge stones got covered in orange powder.
Orange powder, all over them. Yes, that's right.
All over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that was just Stop Oil or the climate people, but anyway, it got covered in.
Yeah, I think so it was. Forgive me if I got this wrong, but I think it was just Stop Oil. I think they, orange powder over several things this year. I don't know why
they
orange.
They did.
Yeah.
But Stonehenge was one of them, and it kept the Rangers busy for quite a while, cleaning that all off.
Mm.
And have I got time? Will you allow me to recall one of my favourite memories from this year's shows?
Well, you can tell me what it is. We don't have time to, reminisce.
No. But it was the time when you arrived late into the office. You were very discombobulated.
Late?
And you tried to get through London and you couldn't because every closed road sent you around the corner to another closed road.
Yeah.
I think it had something to do with one of these American actors closing off the road.
Was it Tom Blooming Cruise? Thanks a lot, Tom Cruise.
It was. And anyway, I relieved a sigh of relief, and I think the whole nation did, when the lovely, calming voice of Rose was on the end of the line, and you were like, oh, Rose. And she completely brought you down to earth.
My heart stopped beating through my chest.
And you were able to carry on with the show. It was such a relief. And it was it's a really remarkable memory. It's instilled in my brain how she managed to just completely calm you down.
Well, you remember more about it than I do, that's for sure. All right, good work. Thanks a lot, Sue. 0345-6060-973, LBC.
I'm Nick Ferrari. Thank you for joining me throughout the year on LBC.
It's not a racist at all to have concerns about your children, one of whom's going to secondary school soon.
If not being a racist means my children are subject to being murdered, going about their daily business, I'll quite happily say that I am.
Is there much point continuing this conversation? Because you don't know where a bridge starts, you don't know where it ends, and you don't know how much it costs.
Nigel Farage came up and claimed you had an obsession with him.
No, that's not the case. I am deeply concerned about reform because I think they will toxically divide our country.
You mentioned Mr. Farage five times.
You are mildly obsessed.
I'll be back in the new year taking your calls on LBC.
Hi, just leaving work now. Sorry it's a bit loud. Basically, so I was thinking we could get Mackey's tonight. Had a Big Mac on my mind all day, and delivery fee on the app is now from 99p. So, you in? Of course you are. Ha, love you. Bye.
Exclusively on the McDonald's app. 18 plus. Service fee and small order fee may apply. Participating restaurants. Serving times and T's and C's apply.
Craig's never shown an interest in beekeeping before. But that's the sound of him buying 2,000 worker bees rather than doing his self-assessment.
Craig, you live in a sixth-floor flat. The deadline is 31st of January. Less distraction, more action.
Don't be like Craig. Visit gov.uk/self-assessment today. Payment support may be available.
There's one green bottle sat on my fridge shelf. This green and white bottle that supports my gut health. Beautiful by nature and beautiful by name. It's the tastiest way to up my gut health game.
Biotiful Gut Health. Upgrade your yogurt to the UK's number one kefir and reset your gut health with Biotiful. Kefir is a source of calcium which contributes to the normal function of digestive enzymes. For verification of UK's number one kefir, see biotifulgutthealth.com/radio.
At Pets in a Pickle, we're here when it matters most. For fuss-free pet insurance policies as unique as they are. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk.
40 million people listen to commercial radio each week. That's 80 million ears, give or take. Amplify your advertising at radiocentre.org.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
So they opened their big mouths and out came talk. Talk, talk.
Talk, talk, talk to me, Jan. You're in York, but you know that.
Hello, Nick.
Jan.
I've got two W's and three V's.
Oh, right.
The Western Forest.
The what?
The Western Forest.
Forest?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're going to plant 20 million trees by 2050.
Where?
It's It stretches from the Mendips to the Cotswolds.
20 million?
Yeah.
Where are they going to put them?
Well, in the ground, I hope.
In the ground. Well, is there room?
I don't know, but well, that's what they're planning.
20 million?
Mm.
Blimey. There's one bloke with a shovel, and, can you imagine the amount of tea he'll get through?
Mm, heck of a lot. And wigs.
Wigs?
Yeah. Barristers don't have to wear them in court anymore.
They didn't half look silly in those.
Well, it is a tradition, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but so what? Tying women to stools and ducking them in lakes was a tradition, but we stopped doing that. Wigs. Barristers don't have to wear them anymore, Donny. Maybe you should think about it.
I don't wear a toupee.
He doesn't wear a toupee.
And onto my V's. I think that previous caller was talking about when you were late.
Yeah.
I think it was the VE Day rehearsal, wasn't it? That
Right. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, it had nothing to do with Tom Cruise. Yeah. That's right. Stand your lawyers down, Tom Cruise. Nothing to do with you.
And gave us all a heck of a shock when you didn't arrive.
Why, it was... my mind was... my brain was exploding, but I was, dripping out of my ears. I was so furious. But it was around and around and around I went. There just didn't seem to be any way of getting out of this trap that they had set for me.
Terrible, wasn't it?
Yeah, awful.
And Vodafone, they merged with Three...
Vodafone merged with Three. Right, okay.
And the last one, the Vatican. They had to ask people not to take selfies with the Pope's coffin.
People queued up to take a selfie with the Pope in the background. You believe
terribly.
That?
Terribly.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
In much the same way as people go to art galleries and turn their back on the art that they've gone to look at just to take a picture of themselves with it in the background, and then having done that, they leave. They don't actually look at the art, they just take a picture of themselves in its presence.
Yeah,
like the Mona Lisa and Van Gogh's sunflower. You go to the National Gallery in that room that they got Van Gogh's sunflowers, and there'll be a huge crowd of people in front of it. None of them are actually looking at it. They've all got their back to it.
It's balmy, isn't it?
It is, yeah. All right.
The world's gone mad.
It certainly has, Jan. No question about it. All right, excellent work. Thanks a lot. 0345 600 973. Thurrock. Will.
Hello, Nick.
Yes, Will.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Have you got a good view of the fireworks?
No, none at all. I'll open the window and I'll be able to hear them, but I can't see them. No.
Oh, fair enough. So I've got some W's for you.
Yes.
So I think someone said it before, Walliams being dropped by his publisher.
David Walliams, yeah.
Yeah. And I've got Wake Up, which for the Netflix film Wake Up Dead Man.
Hey.
And also because I think we need to wake up because we're sort of sleepwalking into the unknown.
Into the unknown. Wake up, people. It's later than you think.
Yes.
What was that thing that you mentioned just before that, though?
Wake Up Dead Man, the Netflix film.
I don't know what that is.
No, it's like a detective film with Daniel Craig.
Oh, the knives thing. What do they call it?
Knives Out. That's
Knives
correct.
Out.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
There's three of them. Very good films.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they?
Worth a watch if you like all that. Agatha Christie detective stuff.
Yeah, the whodunit stuff, right.
Yeah.
Who did do it, by the way? Don't tell us.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
There is a really good cameo in the second film.
Well,
worth a watch.
All right. Don't tell me who that is. All right. Very good. Thanks a lot, Will. I can't put the name of a film in. Because, where would that end? Let's see now. Ladbroke Grove. Hello, Ken.
Hello.
Ken.
Yeah, Ladbroke Grove, yeah. I've got a table tennis one for you. Ma Long, retired from international sports, is the first player we've ever had in table tennis.
Ma Long, retired
table
tennis?
From international table tennis. Right. He's 30. Probably the best. They do that in China, so they can get other people up. But when you say Ma, actually his surname is Ma. It's put right. in Ma Long.
Yes.
So I don't know where you're going to put it in. I suppose it should go under M.
But I wonder if anybody would have heard of Ma Long.
Oh, quite a few table tennis people would have done. He's the greatest table tennis player probably we've ever had.
But do people actually watch table tennis?
Yes.
Yes.
They do. Right. Especially live.
Now we know. Table tennis. Yeah. Rightio. Ma Long, retired from international table tennis.
Yeah, M-A, and then there's...
Long.
First name is L-O-N-G.
Yeah. Right, got it. Okay.
And happy New Year to you.
And the same to you too. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345-6060-973. Anne and Bradders from Preston says, M is for Matters Filter, which won the Earthshot Prize for filtering microplastics from waste washing machine water, size of a shoebox, and self-cleaning, and already being used domestically. Huh. How about that? Small steps forward. Excellent work. Birmingham. Hello, Tony.
Hi there, Nick.
Tony.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
I've got a couple of W's for you.
Rightio.
The Wheelie. That's W-E-O-L-E-Y.
And what is that?
The Wheelie Warriors, they instigated the flagging craze.
Did they?
Mm.
They instigated the flag, and right, so what is Wheelie a place then?
Yeah, Wheelie's a place.
Where Wheelie is it?
Wheelie Castle. It's on the outskirts of Birmingham.
Okay. All right, I've never heard of them. I thought it was, I thought there was a body called Raise the Flag.
Well, yeah, that sort of kicked off afterwards. Right. They started it in July. I thought originally it was for the Women's Euros, but clearly it was a bit more than that.
Yeah. They just wanted to show their patriotism by zip-tying our national symbol upside down, halfway up lampposts, because, you know, that shows they really love their country. Okay.
Well, I think they wanted to help the Chinese economy a bit, didn't they?
Well, yes, well? That's right. All those patriotic flags made in China. Yeah.
In Hong Kong, there was a serious fire at the Wang Phuc Court.
The big tower block fire. Yeah, terrible.
Yeah. 160 people died.
Right.
And 15 arrests, though. So, in that respect, at least some action's been taken.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Did you have G. Grenfell Tower?
Yes, I do have that, yeah. I've got that, yeah.
Okay, I've got one quick one for you.
Right.
H for House of Lords door.
Yeah, I got that. They spent £10 million on a door, and it doesn't work. It's supposed to be automatic and, you know, opens as though by magic when their lordships approach. But it didn't, and so they had to have somebody sitting on the inside of it 24 hours a day just to open it for them.
The funny thing was, though, the original estimate, right, was $6.3 million.
For a door?
Yeah. And so you're like,
Nobody could have been remotely surprised that it went 50% over budget, because, you know, what building work doesn't? But really, that much for a door?
Oh, but I want to thank you, Nick, for bringing that item to my attention.
Right.
That's something that would have skipped straight out, you know, wouldn't have been in my radar.
Right.
But when I heard you, and you look at that, and you're like, oh.
Our money safe in their hands.
Exactly. Thanks, Nick.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tony. I think somebody's trying to break in. There's a banging behind you. Maybe that's fireworks. Just in the previous break, somebody let off a load of fireworks just outside here. Just yards from the actual big fireworks display that's just about to start. Why would anybody do that? What a waste. let's have... let's see now. I'll do this really quickly. Madrid. Hello, Martin. You got...
Hello.
You got 1 minute.
Viaduct 2, granted planning permission. It's going to be the largest building outside of London at 870 feet.
Viaduct 2? Floors. Where's that?
Viaduct 2. Virgin Media fined £238 million for leaving thousands of customers without access to their life-saving systems when they switch from analog to digital.
Okay.
And van production at Vauxhall Luton came to an end after 120 years.
It ended after 120 years. And now it's over. Martin, are you getting shot at?
We're from the other side now. We're in 2026 here in Madrid.
Oh, right. Okay, okay, got it. All right, well, happy New Year to you and yours. Thanks for that. You know, in the next hour, it's going to be very, very difficult because we've got all of the very, very difficult letters to come, and we'll squeeze them all in the next hour. But, you know, we are spinning through space at 1,000 miles an hour and hurtling along at 67,000 miles an hour in a universe that is constantly moving, but just over there, in the dark, an invisible hoop. And when we, on this green spot on a blue planet, pass through it, it will be 2026 by our calendar, and we will get an imaginary reset, a chance to reevaluate our path through life, a chance to change our direction, a chance to renew. And whatever you decide, I hope it works out for you. I hope that 2026 is better than what you had on the last go round the sun. Here it comes. Good luck, everybody. Fingers crossed that it all goes well. It's 2026 now. And the news headlines with Matt Hewitt.
From Global's newsroom at midnight, a 13-minute firework display, the biggest in Europe, is underway in London to ring in 2026. More than 12,000 rockets are being used in a display celebrating the Lionesses winning the Euros, as well as other sporting successes. Earlier, Mayor Sir Sadiq Khan told LBC the message of tonight's event.
There are people across the globe who don't like the fact that we're a multicultural, liberal, progressive, really successful city, in my view, the greatest city in the world, but on most metrics, the greatest city in the world, and some people don't like that.
Edinburgh's Hogmanay returned, having been called off last time round because of the weather. Tens of thousands of people are watching the display, centred around Edinburgh Castle. There's also been a concert in Prince's Street Gardens. People are visiting from around the world.
Hogmanay in Edinburgh, what a place. Great to be here.
Bit cold, but yeah, really awesome. The city's beautiful.
Well, I'm here on vacation with my family, and I was standing here to see the view of the fireworks and the band, and I discovered the person beside me is also a Filipino. That's crazy.
Sir Keir Starmer has used his New Year message to acknowledge life is still harder than it should be, but says people will soon feel positive change.
We are getting Britain back on track. By staying the course, we will defeat the decline and division offered by others.
Opposition leader Kemi Badenoch also said the year's been difficult, but she had a plan to turn things around. Lib Dem leader Sir Ed Davey said he wants to stop Trump's America becoming Farage's Britain, while Reform UK's Nigel Farage said he intends to fundamentally change the whole system of government in Britain. Support for people in their communities could help deal with the root causes of many hospital admissions, according to the incoming Archbishop of Canterbury in her New Year's message. Dame Sarah Mullally, a former NHS nurse, has highlighted the increasing pressure on hospitals. A study's found the price of period products has risen by nearly a fifth over the 5 years since the scrapping of VAT on the items. Campaigners say it confirms that period poverty is getting worse, not better. And the boxer Anthony Joshua is out of hospital after a car crash that killed two of his close friends in Nigeria. The jeep they were in smashed into a parked truck on Monday, leaving the former heavyweight world champion with minor injuries. LBC weather, windy with rain and wintry showers in Scotland tonight, dry and clear further south with a widespread frost, a low of -1. New Year's Day will be chilly and windy with snow flurries in the north and a high of 7 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Matt Hewitt.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Everything is going extremely well.
Hello.
Yes, hello from 2026. We were supposed to get the bongs. I was absolutely assured that the bongs were on a fader in front of me. But it didn't happen. But you can hear the racket. Oi, keep that racket down. There is quite the to-do going on in the West End at the moment. And in about 6 minutes, it will come to a crescendo. But in the meantime, I won't be able to hear myself think. 0345-6060-973. Everybody that has anything to do with this show is currently on the roof. It's like the Marie Celeste in there. There's no one here but you and me. Let's talk to San Francisco. Hello, Claire.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And by the way, I am not related to Claire's accessories.
Glad to know it.
I bet. Nick, I can hear all the celebrating going on. I hate to give you a word that is a downer, but I'll end with an upbeat word. My first word for the new year is xenophobia.
Well, that does fit in with this hour because we've got X, Y, and Z this hour. All the difficult letters squeezed into the 1 hour. But do remember, we can go backwards and fill in letters that we've already had. Xenophobia.
Yes, the marginalization of the other. Anybody, geez, that's loud. Anybody Anybody in this country that is not a white male Christian is subjected to xenophobia.
Right. Yes. Xenophobia.
Thanks to Stephen Miller.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that guy.
Okay. The upbeat one, we talked about the last time I called, we talked about South Park. And the South Park gentlemen have bought the web domain name for the Trump KennedyCenter.org.
Yeah, that's right. I looked at their website today, and there's not really anything on it very much. It looks like a project underway, but yeah, I guess he could do good work with that. I mean, he could just sell it for a bazillion dollars to Donald Trump, who I'm sure would be desperate to get his hands on it.
Absolutely, but you may have noticed that tonight you can ring in the new year with the Epstein dancer.
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, that's what they have performing tonight. Their new performance with the Epstein dancers.
The Epstein dancers at the Trump Kennedy Arts Center, right.
Yeah, exactly.
No doubt dancing to YMCA.
Yeah. Exactly. The last thing I'll contribute, Nick, your caller who mentioned Vogue magazine has a new editor. The new editor of Vogue magazine, Chloe Model, is Candace Bergen's daughter.
Okay, well, now I know.
Now you know. No Nepo baby there.
Right. All right. Good talking to you. Thanks a lot, Claire. 0345-6060-9... Well, there's actually no point in me giving you the number because, you know, we're just alone. Narberth. Hello, Nigel.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Nigel. Yeah, good, thanks.
Happy New Year.
We're here. What do you think of it so far?
Well, 2026, I thought, well, you know, when I was young, I thought, 2026, I'd be like 61 years old.
Mm.
Oh, my God, I'm 61 years old.
61 years old. Yeah.
Anyway, but no, it's all right. It's good. Yes, it's all good. Thank
yeah,
you.
So far, nothing terrible has happened. Not so far. Yeah, feeling okay. All present and correct. Yeah.
Good man. Right, I'm just going to give you a couple of highlights tonight. I've got a Banksy hoax. Right, so this is some Victorian underground toilets in Clerkenwell Green in Islington, London.
Yeah,
which have been closed down on safety grounds for a few years, and just surrounded by some hoardings. A local Professor Christopher Walker has waged a one-man war against Islington Council about trying to get these toilets reopened or redeveloped or something like that. And so he basically been sort of writing to them for years, and then he started sort of posting stuff under the name of...
Well, what's he going to do with Banksy, though?
Well, what did he basically... He painted an image on the hoardings of a little girl holding balloons.
Right.
With like a Banksy type stencil sort of thing. But the balloons were toilet seat shaped.
Huh. Which sounds like something that Banksy would do, like one of those, like a one-cell gag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Daily Mail squalled it and posted it, saying Banksy has been at it again, and published it.
But how's that going to get them to open the toilet?
Well, it's basically just trying to raise awareness of the issue.
Draw attention. Embarrass
the council and do something about it. But they're not a bit of an eyesore. Professor Christopher Walker came out as Shanksy, named after the toilet manufacturer Armitage Shanks. but he fessed up to the fact that it was me, Gov.
Okay.
I did it all.
All right. So the Banksy host of the Clerkenwell toilet, Shanksy. Got it.
Got it. Okay. And the other one tonight, I would give you tonight, I'm not going to keep you long, is a guy called Thomas Day. Thomas Day climbed Mount Snowdon on 25th November wearing just a pair of Crocs, some socks and some underpants.
And that's it?
That's it, yeah.
Crocs and socks and underpants.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, well,
he's been doing a few of these
just
sort of things.
The essentials, right, climb a Mount Snowdon in that. For what reason? Don't tell me. Charity.
Fun. Yeah, that's the gist of it, yeah. Amusement. Yeah, he's been doing a lot of this sort of thing.
Okay, so, all right, he's on the list. Thanks a lot, Nigel. 0345 6060 973. It's all going to stop in about a minute. It goes so quickly. I always thought that in the fireworks in London, because people are queuing for their position for hours and hours, like 4 or 5 hours, people are standing there waiting for this thing to happen, and then it's all over in about 10 minutes. And it all seems a bit, I don't know, mean, really. The thing is, it's not for Londoners. They put it on so that it can be on TV in order to advertise London as a holiday destination to the world. That's what it's for. It's not for Londoners. It's for advertising London to the world. But, you know, having said that, you know, 10 minutes. When have you ever been to a fireworks display that only lasted 10 minutes? They're always 20 minutes, right? On November the 5th. I think it's just a bit, I don't know, cruel. They could just stretch it out a bit. They don't have to explode them all at the same time. But they put them all, they make it so very tight so that TV stations can play it as a 10-minute bit in order to advertise London to the world. It's not for the people that are standing there who paid for it. I always felt a bit sad for them because in about 60 seconds, you will barely be able to hear me over the racket out there as a million of them all go off at the same time. And then about 100,000 people are going to look at each other and think, right, what do we do now? And there's nothing for them to do because, you know, everything is chock-a-block. Oh, well, what a pity. Never mind. Taunton. Hello, John.
Oh, hello, Nick. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Only 75 years to the next millennium.
Yeah, only 365 days to go till we do this again.
I hope you have a lovely time.
Yeah.
And can you believe it? It's the year of the horse.
Is it?
Yes. I just looked it up.
What was what was the last year?
I don't know what the last year was, but this year marks the year of the fire horse.
Right, okay, that's great.
Yeah. So anyway,
here it comes.
I got this, a few
this is the
ones.
This is the big finale. Hang on a minute. It's actually shaking the building. It really is. I can feel it through the building. And I think that's it. That's your lot. It was 12 minutes tops.
12 minutes tops, and it was shaking the building.
And I'm closing the window. Right.
More people in there need to use those diet pills, I guess.
Yes, John.
I guess. I got a W for you.
Yes.
Warmest year on record.
It was the hottest summer, I know that. So it was the warmest year overall, was it, on record?
I think so.
I think the 10 warmest years on record are the last 10 years. It's almost as though there's a theme. It's a trend.
It's like a warning.
Yeah.
It's like a warning from history.
Right.
Except the most recent history.
Yes.
Yes. And I've got, what else have I got for you? Oh, yes, something else. I got an, oh, God, what was it? L for Llangollen, there was a canal breach, and it was like a, you might have seen it on the news, this canal, there was a great big, when the ground opens up.
A sinkhole,
yes. And this whole canal emptied out.
Yeah, drained out.
Drained out, and there's two boats at least just sank to the bottom, but one of them tipped over like Titanic. And these poor people, honestly, it's been terrible for them, and someone's raising money for them.
Mm.
But that was a big story, I thought. I've been watching it every day to see how these people are getting on.
Right.
And there was one other, and I can't remember what it was that I was going to say.
Well, you got to make notes, John. You have to make notes. And all the best, and thanks very much. Gary in Anglesey says, I have a Y for Zia Yusuf, who resigned as Reform Party chairman in June and 2 days later rejoined as head of the UK version of DOGE, based on the US model for cutting waste in government departments. We know how that story has gone. Yes, we do, Gary. That story went very, very badly. They fired hundreds of thousands of good people who were doing excellent work, people like those who were making sure that their nuclear weapons were safe, for instance. And didn't save a bean. They didn't save a single solitary penny. In fact, the US government spent more after they'd finished with their slashing and their burning than beforehand. And I wouldn't be remotely surprised if the exact same thing happened here, if Reform ever got in a position of power outside of councils. Huddersfield, hello, Isla.
Oh, hi.
Isla.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I've got two letters. I've got a H.
A what?
Well, I've got a H.
An H?
Yeah, and a B.
Yes.
So the H is the hosepipe ban in Yorkshire.
Is that still on?
Not anymore.
Right.
It's finished like, I think like November.
Right, okay. You've got a hosepipe ban in Yorkshire. Yeah, I was kind of surprised that it wasn't everywhere because it didn't really rain at all this year, did it?
Yeah, it didn't.
It's almost the exact opposite of last year when everything was flooded. I remember going in a train from London to Wales and I thought, oh God, the sea. I looked out the window and I thought, God, the sea is a bit close to the rails.
Yeah.
And then I thought, hang on a minute, I'm nowhere near the sea. I'm in the middle of the country. It was just flooded fields for as far as the eye could see.
Oh, yeah. And then the B is, well, you might know about this or you might not. It's like one of those things, but you know, brain rot.
Brain rot?
Yeah. Like, with Gen Alpha, right?
With what?
Have you heard about Generation Alpha? Like, I think it started in 2013.
But what is it?
What, brain rot?
Yeah.
So have you heard of like 6-7?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically that, and it's like such a distraction in school. Like, I'm in year 10, and if the teacher like says like 6 and 7 in a question, for example,
mm-hmm.
everyone is like a rot.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Nobody
really knows where it came from,
no.
And nobody really knows what it means.
Yeah, exactly. It came from this one boy in America, I think.
Well,
he said 7, but I don't know why he said it.
No, it's mystifying. Even the people that are using it don't know what it means or where it came from. But it is a thing regardless. Yeah. All right, Isla, thanks for that. Gotta go. 0345-6060-973 LBC. Oh, you know what? No, that's not right. That's from the last hour where we screwed up the bongs. So I'm going to have to get rid of that. And it fades out beautifully. And play this instead. Again?
LBC.
Now it's time to thank our partner for this episode, eBay. Guys, as you know, I've just moved house and I realised we made one big mistake in the moving process.
Uh-oh.
We didn't do the clear out before packing up.
Oh, it's a schoolboy error that, Chris.
I know. But it's okay, because I'm thinking now's the perfect time to have a little bit of a declutter, because we're going into the new year. No better time to get through and find those hidden gems and give them a new home.
Yeah, too right.
Yeah, absolutely spot on, mate. I also moved on the same day as you, which is weird. And I sold so much stuff on eBay. It's made settling into the new place so much smoother. It's free and easy to sell on the eBay app, from fashion and tech to furniture and collectibles. Just snap, list, and you're done.
Look, guys, you don't have to convince me. You know I love a bit of eBay. And when I get home, I'm going to actually sort out my wardrobe and get some new bits listed on eBay.
I keep saying I'm going to sort my wardrobes out as well. I need to do that. When it's this easy to sell for free, you can't help but say when it's eBay.
Download the eBay app and start selling for free today. It excludes vehicles and business sellers.
LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Hello, boys.
Brisbane, Australia. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Nick. Thank you for having me, lol.
Karen, you are, you've been in 2026 for a good long while now. How's it so far?
It is bright and sunny. And I'm busy knitting a kneecap balaclava.
Okay. That's not a balaclava for your knees. That is a balaclava as worn by kneecap.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Got to fly the flag. Keep flying the flag, you know. Yes, I've got a U for you.
Yeah.
So USAID, A-I-D.
Oh, right.
Because, yeah, that got shut down early in the year. I'm a teacher, and two of my students are doing a project. They needed to get data on malaria and HIV statistics in Africa, and they couldn't because the US database was shut. Yep. And on a bigger scale, I guess, Trump's got blood on his hands from that again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all that money that should have been given overseas... No more.
It's not not saving people anymore, exactly.
Yeah, so that's a bit of a downer, sorry. But yeah. Can I just say as well, so I was glad that Claire's Accessories in America mentioned xenophobia, because that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And also, on a lighter note, I've got another name for the dear leader.
Go on.
So, because he's so bigly into opera, I thought instead of... Placido Domingo, how about Flacido Don Ego?
Well, that is a very complicated one. Maybe too complicated? But thanks for that.
Really?
I know. Life is full of little disappointments, isn't it, Karen?
But thank you for your attention to this matter.
Yeah. That, I think, is in the lead as the title for the book. I think that might actually be what it's going to be called. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Karen. 0345 6060 973. Derby. Hello, Brent.
Yep. Yeah. How you doing?
Brent.
Happy New Year.
Very good, thanks.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
I've got a couple of memes for you. Obviously, working with Jane Alpha, you just had earlier on. They stole my thunder with 6-7 because I've had to put up with that nonsense, as you said last night. Old geezer, start using their words. We've had a couple of other ones. We've had Abitha Final Boss, some guy that looked like something out of a Bruce Lee movie from the 1970s. Basically, he was 8 seconds and he went viral, and then he's had all these sort of memes made from him, and that's the Abitha Final Boss.
Oh, that guy, Abitha. Yes. That's what a haircut. What a look.
The haircut, the glasses,
yeah.
It all went viral.
It really did. He made a boatload of money from looking like that. Can you believe it?
Well, these days, I thought these are just a kitschy thing. Kiss Cam. So we had the Boston CEO and head of HR caught by Coldplay on the Kiss Cam.
Yeah.
And the whole story then unfolded that they were having an affair. And God bless them. The whole thing just basically got worse and worse and worse for the poor guys.
Yeah, I don't know a tremendous amount about their history, but I don't think that either of them were married to somebody else. It's just that he was the boss and she was from HR, which is, that's a big mistake. Can't do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We also have a couple of serious ones. Adolescence. So that hit the screen and caused a lot of consternation.
It had to be the TV show of the year, yeah.
It did have to be, and it was quite poignant, which brings me to Violence Against Women and Girls Strategy. So that's a V. And that was the new strategy a couple of weeks ago where they're talking about education, policing, and you're trying to get a handle on misogyny.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's mentioned M for misogyny, which seems to be a big word for this year as well. Obviously, right. Misogyny. And parasocial is one of the key words of the year as well.
Yeah, I've got that one down. Parasocial. Somebody had that before. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll leave you lastly with polarization, which also is a big word for this year, where people go to the polls. So polarization is another P.
Everyone is one extreme or the other, which is odd because most of the votes are right in the middle, and there doesn't seem to be many parties that are paying attention to that that demographic. All right. Good work. Thanks a lot, Brett. Simon in Bray says, just wanted to remind you, why is your party, set up by Jeremy Corbyn and his mates, just the worst name for a political party that I think I've ever heard? Your party. It's just terrible. Whose party? Your party. Hoburn. Tony.
Hi, Nick. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Are you a snooker fan?
No.
Oh, right. Well, look. I've got one. I'm probably the worst contributor of the whole year this year because I've only got one for you. It's Z or X. His first name is Zhou, Z-H-O-U.
Z-H-O-U.
And some people call him by his second name, which is Xing Tong. He's Chinese, and that's spelled X-I-N-T-O-N-G. Yao Xing Tong.
Hang on a minute. Is Zhao his family name?
That's his first name.
That's his first name?
Yes.
Right,
and
okay.
His second name is Xing Tong.
All right.
And he is the only... Well, he won the World Super Championship this year in April. But the thing is, the reason he's going to go on your list, I hope, is because he's the only Chinese player ever to win the World Championship.
So if his name is Zhao Xing Tong, then Zhao is his surname.
No, it's his first name.
They do it around that way.
Yeah, I know, but if you see it spelt out, Zhao is written first and Xing Tong is second.
Yeah, I know that, but they put their surname first.
So that's why I gave you the option to have it under Z or X.
Or X, right.
Whichever you think.
Snooker. So
Yeah, it was incredible, really, because he came with qualifiers, and he got into the main match, and then he beat the likes of Mark Williams and Ronnie O'Sullivan, who I'm sure you're...
I've heard of Ronnie O'Sullivan, but other than that, I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's why I've only got one for you this year.
Right. Okay, well, you found the perfect show to contribute to, Tony. Nobody here knows what they're talking about. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345-6060-973. It is the last show in the A to Z of 2025. This is your last chance to get on the list. Plymouth. Hello, Julie.
Happy New Year, Nick.
Happy New Year,
wishing
Julie.
You a fabulous 2026.
Why, thank you.
I hope you get your bathroom finished. Best wishes for the glamorous assistants, mm-hmm. and I'm looking forward to spending my weekends with you.
All right.
I've got an X, a Y, and a Z.
Go on.
X is for X, formerly known as Twitter. The European Union have fined Mr. Musk $120 million, I think.
Euros,
for
maybe.
His suspicious blue ticks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I've been highlighting that for ages. All of those sites that, all of those comments underneath the perfectly ordinary stories, which you know usually say, "Well, Nigel Farage should come in and sort it all out," or "Donald Trump should run us as a dictator." You know, people like that. They've got about three followers and an official blue tick and loads of flags in their bio and an anonymous name. Very suspicious.
Very, very suspicious. It's all going to be bots, isn't it? We've got to watch out
it's
for
them. It's bots.
Affirmative.
Yes.
The Y is Neil Young, who headlined at the Legend Spot at Glastonbury. And I felt as if it was either going to be a car crash because he wasn't up for it, or he was going to be his sublime, and he was.
It was fantastic. Point of order, though, it wasn't on the Legends slot. He was headlining.
Was it not the Legends slot?
No,
headlining.
He was headlining.
Thank you for that, Nick. I didn't pay as much attention as you. And finally, the man of the year again, Vladimir Zelensky, how he's managing to put a suit on at all or a jacket. I don't know how he's managing it, but bless him, I wish him all the best.
Yes.
Oh, if I had any, like, you know, weapons that he were handy, I'd send them to him, but I haven't.
Well, it's the thought that counts.
Thank you, Nick.
All right, see thanks a lot. Okay, care. Ta-da. 0345 6060 973. Tavistock, hello, Rose.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Rose.
I've got possibly two, actually.
Rightio.
Incredible bravery on the fast train on the London to Peterborough line. Muslim gentleman called Samir Zitouni got himself critically injured in order to save other lives, basically, from this knife attacker. It was absolutely amazing. My sister could have been on that line.
Yeah.
She wasn't.
Right.
Yes. Samir Zitouni.
Right. Very good.
I just wanted to mention quickly that nice lady Sue remembered me as having a bigger role than I had in your calming down on that day, when, you know, when you came in and you were late. But what really I loved about it, if I may quickly say, was that Rachel was holding the fort, and then she said you'd come in, and the very first thing we heard was your sound effect that said, everything is going extremely well. Yes. And then you extemporised absolutely hilariously on the adrenaline for ages.
Mm.
That's what I remember.
Well, I only ever play that clip when things aren't going very well.
Well, it was particularly apt. I have got a quick W, if you want it.
Go on, Em.
Now, this is my conclusion from this. Some of our river-dwelling birds now might survive because three rivers have regenerated. We know they've regenerated well because wild salmon have arrived.
Huh.
So it's really under W for wild salmon, because certain persons think that's the main thing, but I think, you know, the possibilities for the birds are the main thing, but we all have our obsessions.
Which rivers are regenerating?
But there's three up north, Nick, and I can't remember the names of any of them, but Dear Simon was talking about it.
Okay. All right, well, I'll look them up. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Rose.
Happy New Year.
Yeah,
you too, love.
0345 6060 973. One half of 1 hour to go to get your suggestions in for the A to Z of 2025, and then it will the list will close, and the book is out next week. It's 12:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Matt Hewitt.
100,000 people have lined the banks of the River Thames to welcome 2026. What's said to be Europe's largest fireworks display featured voiceovers from stars including Celia Imrie, Andrew Cotter and Alison Hammond. Sir Keir Starmer's insisting the government will defeat the decline and division offered by others by staying the course with its efforts to improve public services and the cost of living. In a New Year message, the Prime Minister acknowledged life is still harder than it should be, but promised more people will begin to feel a sense of hope. And the boxer, Anthony Joshua, has now been discharged from hospital after a car crash that killed two of his inner circle in Nigeria. Mourners have been laying flowers outside a North London gym owned by one of the men who died. LBC weather. Windy with rain and wintry showers in Scotland tonight. Dry and clear further south with a widespread frost, a low of -1. New Year's Day will be chilly and windy with snow flurries in the north and a high of 7 degrees.
LBC.
The following is from TfL.
I got loads of flowers the other day and messages from people I didn't even know. My mate spelled out my name in tea lights and my mum hung my favourite footy shirt on the railings next to the lamppost where I got killed, by a nice lady, just someone who thought it was okay to go a few miles an hour over the limit.
Speeding injures or kills over 1,000 people in London every year. Slow down. To the Mayor of London and TfL, every journey matters.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Sale ends Tuesday. Don't miss up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
On day three of leftovers for lunch, have a day off. Switch it up with a double cheeseburger for $2.49 on the McDonald's Saver menu.
Leftovers left the chat.
Talk about saver satisfaction. Served from 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Fees apply to delivery orders. Subject to availability.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
Oh, hello there. Very nice to meet you.
Yes, top of the season to you. East Yorkshire. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Nick. A few bits and pieces, but first of all, thanks for another brilliant year of wit, satire and humour at 10.
Oh, well, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, go on, back to the other bits then. The government has now offered our young people an army gap year.
Oh, yeah.
Which, they've only aimed for 150, so they'll probably fill that.
Yeah, so that's an initial offering, and more may be offered later, depending on how it goes, I suppose. I guess it's a good idea. Why not? It's not compulsory. They don't have to do it.
I think it's a good idea to see how it develops.
Exactly.
Yeah, then, okay, on to the whys. Couple of daft ones now. Stephen Yaxley Lennon, better known as Tommy Robinson.
Yeah.
Yeah? He found God this year and started singing carols.
That's right, yes. That's right.
Okay, next daft one. Anchorage, Alaska. Putin flew in to give Trump his instructions.
He did, and Trump, yeah.
and Trump zigzagged like a drunken sailor down the red carpet.
Oh, that was absolutely priceless. Yeah, the man cannot walk in a straight line. And his carpet was so long. It's like somebody was trolling him. They gave him a red carpet that was about 3 miles long. And he just sort of... He just sort of careened down it, didn't he? Like a badly sent ball down a bowling alley. He was all over the place.
But it got worse, if you remember, because at the end of the meeting, Putin chaired the press conference and then invited Mar-a-Lago to Moscow, which completely discombobulated him.
Yeah, I've never seen Donald Trump on stage say less. He was just, and he went in all, you know, giving it the big I am, like he normally does, and he came out meek, like he'd just had his bottom slapped.
Well, at least I did make you chuckle.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, thanks, Mike. Got to find your laughs where you can get them, eh? New Jersey, Rich.
Yes, how you doing, Nick? A happy New Year, and a good morning to one and all.
Happy New Year.
And I have the letter L.
Yes.
And L is for Leo, the first American Pope.
The first American Pope. And pretty much the first thing he did was to attack Donald Trump, which was very unfair.
I say it's right on target.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, Rich. 0345-6060-973. We're all over the place. Queensland, Australia. Hello, James.
Hi, Nick.
James.
I've got an ex for you. Elon Musk's son telling Trump to do one in the Oval Office.
It was difficult to determine exactly what he told him. Some people say he told him to shush your mouth. It's kind of hard to tell what he was saying because most of the time he had his finger up his nose. And you couldn't really hear him very clearly.
Oh, excuse me. Anyway, Happy New Year.
All right, same to you. Thanks, James. Let's see. Twickenham. Hello, Sue.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Sue.
I've got a J for you.
Yes.
It is 6 days late, but somebody needs to have a word with it. It's the planet Jupiter, and it is shining the brightest it has all year, and it's outshining all of the other stars tonight, 31st of December.
Yeah.
And you can't miss it. So when you leave the studio tonight, if you look up to the sky, find the moon, to the east of the moon is Jupiter, and it is really, really bright.
Now, are you saying that this is an astronomical fact, or you've just noticed it?
No, it's a fact.
Right.
It's the brightest it's been all year, and it literally is like the star that the three men follow to the stable. But don't go following it, because it will lead you astray.
Yeah. So why is that then? I mean, why are they saying that it's... Is it nearer or what?
I think it is nearer. I didn't have time to look up the facts.
Okay. But it's shining brightly. Right.
It's the brightest it's shone all year because I think it's because it's the closest to the to the earth that right. it's been.
Okay.
And I've also got an answer for you for this sixes and sevens, just quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Or Cockney rhyming slang, you might know that somebody's, you know, in a 2 and 8.
Hmm.
And when you arrived late in the studio that night, we could say that you were all at sixes and sevens.
Oh, that's right. They do say it that,
actually,
yeah.
It actually means in disarray and it's undecided. So, oh, I'm all at sixes and sevens. I'm not really sure what to do. But the children wouldn't really know.
No,
but
they
wouldn't. Have adopted this and they use their hands. Mm. But that's where it comes from.
I'm not sure because I think it's American. And so they don't do Cockney rhyming slang in an America.
No, but that's the 2 and 8. I'm just relating it as being like 2 and 8.
I get that. All at sixes and sevens. I'm not sure that's an Americanism either. But,
It's probably TikTok, isn't it? It's probably come from TikTok.
Blooming
but
TikTok.
That's what it actually means, though.
All right. Okay, excellent work. Thanks a lot, Sue. I'll look up in the sky and check it later. Let's see. Whitechapel. Hello, Darren.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Nick, what is your email? So I will email a few more later on.
It is nicka@lbc.co.uk.
Oh, thank you. Well, Nick, I've got five for you.
Go on in.
Bob Villain won't face any charges for what he said earlier this year at Glastonbury.
V-Y-L-A-N, Villain, yeah, mm-hmm. Because people hear that and they think Bob Dylan.
No.
I don't remember him at Glastonbury. Bob Dylan. No. Villain.
Villain. Yeah. Jury trials. They're going to be at next year.
I think that's probably a good idea, don't you? I mean, you know, most trials are they don't actually need a jury. And I've said this before, but if I was guilty, I'd want a jury trial. If I'm innocent, I'd want to be judged by, somebody who actually knows the law rather than just some random bunch of people that has been dragged up off the street.
But I think the only reason you say that, Nick, is because you don't want to go in jury service.
Yeah, if they scrap jury trials for many cases, then there's less of a chance that you'll actually get called up, yeah.
Uzbekistan qualified for the World Cup for the first time.
Huh. There's a lot of first-timers at this World Cup.
Yeah. Cloudflare is a US website, and it crashed earlier this year, and it impacted other websites.
So that's
for about
right.
an hour,
yeah.
You couldn't use the internet.
It did underline the fact that everything is connected, and if one thing goes down, then the cash machine won't work, and the banks won't be able to open, and you won't be able to buy anything at the supermarket, and you won't be able to post selfies of yourself onto the internet. You imagine that?
Yeah, and Nick, the final one I'm going to give you on the phone is Keir Starmer and Donald Trump, because Trump and Starmer kind of embarrassed himself a couple of times. He kneeled down to pick up the papers for Trump.
Well, that's a nice thing to do for an old man, isn't it? The old geezer, he dropped his paper, he couldn't reach down and pick those up in his condition.
I know, but it's more like the perception with the picture, you see.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, good grief. Like, politeness now is a bad thing? Come on.
It's not, but you know what the people like.
And
the other one was during the peace summit, when he had all the leaders behind him, Trump, when Starmer came up to see him, he spoke to him for like 5 seconds, and then Starmer went back. And you could see the eyes of Starmer. He was like a bit embarrassed.
Yeah, well, so would I be if I'd spent any time at all talking to Donald Trump. I mean, can you imagine? All right, thanks a lot, Darren. I'll look for those emails. By the way, if you don't get on, I'm trying to get through them as quickly as I can, but if you don't get on, and or you think of something later, then the email address is nicka@lbc.co.uk, and I'll pick these up tomorrow. East Finchley. Hello, Donald.
Oh, hi, Nick. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Welcome along.
Hi, I've got a Y, which is Yantar, Yantar. It's the Russians. It's the Russian spy ship that's been going around the UK surveying the undersea communication cables and gas pipelines.
Really? Yeah.
Intimidation by Putin.
Yes. Well, we've had a few undersea cables that have been sabotaged, so they say, or cut by accident, perhaps. But it does rather underline, like I said before, about that Cloudflare crash. Everything's connected, and if one thing goes down, we'll be back to, being cavemen in about 3 hours, I reckon.
Probably even quicker than that.
Even quicker than that. Excellent work, thank you. Merthyr Tydfil, hello, Jeff.
Hiya, Nick. Just to say, when you're talking about warming, the W, sea temperatures. Air temperatures are not important. It's the sea temperatures. They've reached record levels.
They have.
And will put us all in a right pickle next year.
Because warmer seas make bigger storms. More rain and more extremes in the weather. Yeah. Even if you don't live in the sea, it's going to affect you anyway.
Yep. And I have to just once in a while, you've got a worldwide audience, I notice, Nick.
Yeah, they're and everywhere, baby. Mm-hmm.
Well, from Wales, a blwyddyn newydd dda, which is Happy New Year in Welsh. And can I just say that for the world, that when you say the double L sound, it's very easy, you know, Nick. All you got to do is put your tip of your tongue against the gum behind your front teeth.
Right.
And all you got to do is blow. Flanelly.
It's like whistling. Yeah, all you do is you put your lips together and blow.
That's it, Nick. Happy New Year to you, boy.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Let's see now. Surrey, Woking. Another Jeff.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning, Nick.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Happy new one.
Happy new one to you too, yes.
I've got a W for you.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to pay tribute to the great Paul Whitehouse, who's had another great year in those Gone Fishing programs with Bob Mortimer.
Ah, I've never seen those.
Ah, well, I sort of saw one or two, and then I sort of missed out, but I went back to it, and it's consistently great. It really is. He's probably one of the country's most underrated comedians.
Two blokes fishing and chatting away, and it's a TV show, and it's funny. Well, you just got to get the right people, that's all.
Well, they do, and they often have guests there come on, and they've had, in the past, they've had Dawn French, and Chris Rea was a case as well, who sadly passed away this year. But, he was known for the Fast Show, of course.
Yeah. I never saw that either. I've missed.
I know, I'm the same. I'm catching up on them. I've rediscovered Paul Whitehouse. He's, and of course, he appeared as in the Fools and Horses stage play as well.
Yeah, I never saw that either.
No, the play, or
the TV show.
No, nor did I. But anyway, I'm catching up on it because, at the time I was sort of always out back in those days, but now I'm sort of glued to the telly. I'm catching up on all those programs.
All right, well, you give me a lot of homework to do. I'll see what I can do next. I'm going to be watching industrial quantities of television next week after I do the end of this long shift. I'm on again tonight, by the way, and normal shows over the course of the weekend. And then Monday I am off, as in lying horizontal on the ground and groaning softly to myself. Going to take a break and then come back with the last stretch of the A to Z of 2025.
Coming up at 1 on LBC, Richard Spur.
You'll be hearing about an investment banker turned maths teacher, and I'll be asking what skills you learned later in life. And as Sir Anthony Hopkins celebrates 50 years of sobriety, have you had a battle with alcohol?
Richard Spur at 1. Listen on our free Global Player app or the new LBC app.
The following is from TFL.
My name was Luna. Like the moon. I was 2 days short of my 17th birthday when I was killed. My killer wasn't a bad man. He had a rescue dog called Frank and rang his mum every Sunday. He wasn't a speed freak. He just thought it was okay to go a few miles an hour over the limit. But that was enough to knock me off my bike and kill me.
Speeding injures or kills over 1,000 people in London every year. Slow down. To the Mayor of London and TfL, every journey matters.
Ordinary.
into the extraordinary every day with the Lexus LBX. Whilst most SUVs are big and brash, the LBX is quietly bold and confident. Refined luxury crafted into a compact SUV. The Lexus LBX. What car's best small SUV 2024 and 2025?
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Sale ends Tuesday. Don't miss up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
So, you're geared up for this Making Tax Digital thing?
Sure, I just need some new mud boards, bag of cavity tyres and a couple of lintels.
Hey, MTD, mate, digital taxes.
Mm-hmm, it's an extension down Station Road on a corner.
Dave, digital taxes, mate.
Yeah, probably will need some 2x4s. I've got to take the van in for a new fan belt, squeaky.
Hey, Making Tax Digital, Dave.
Avoiding MTD. Sage makes tax simpler for sole traders. Search Sage MTD to get your free software today.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
We really are running late. We've got about 10 minutes to go on the A to Z of 2025. If you want to get your suggestion in, then do it now. County Antrim. Hello, Spence.
Hey, Nick. Thank you very much, mate, for all the HAPP wellness you've given us this year.
Well, thanks.
I've got an X for you, sir, and a couple of suggestions for your book.
All right.
So let's go with the X. So doing the disco dancing, Generation X, apparently were flagged up by the company Eventbrite, who do all these big different concert bookings, and they said there was a massive upsurge in 2025 to the Generation X people, who are people born between 1965 and 1980.
Yeah.
And what they're all doing, Nick, I think you can get behind this, my friend. It's day clubbing. It's not night clubbing.
Day clubbing. Yeah, I heard about this. This is such a great idea. Instead of going out at 11 o'clock at night, then you finish at 11 o'clock at night and then you're in bed by midnight. That is such an excellent idea. You know, you start clubbing at 2 in the afternoon, not at 2 in the morning.
Exactly, Nick. You go out, give it a bit of the old disco dancing,
yeah.
Have a bit of David Bowie, come home, put your big slipper on and your heated house coat.
That's right. Yeah.
And
you feel fine the next day. Excellent idea.
But what they say, like, about the theme that comes through in these Gen X day couple things is, the thing they've noticed is, I don't know who they are, but what they've noticed is, it's not about social media, it's not about taking pictures, it's not about selfies.
Yeah.
It's about people just enjoying music and having a good old dance.
Just having it large, yes.
Having it
like
large.
Like we used to do in the good old days.
Nick, is it too late to suggest a title for your book?
No, it isn't.
Nick, okay, Nick, I'm going to build up this now. Here we go. So, Nick Abbott's A to Z of 2025,
He's cognitively there.
That's the one.
Right.
That's the one, Nick.
And if necessary, I'll get it in the right order.
If you get it in order, you get extra points.
You do get extra points for getting it in order. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Spence. Let's see. Who shall I have? Ip, dip, sky blue. Who's it? Not you. York. Hello, Jan.
Hello, Nick.
Jan.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Wouldn't it be good if everybody stopped fighting?
Yeah, we could hold out hope for that, but...
not much chance.
Fingers crossed.
I've got a Z.
Yes.
And an A, I think.
Go on, then.
Zoo welfare reform.
This is new one on me. Okay.
And the A, I think you might have it.
Mm-hmm.
As ever.
What does that mean?
It's Meghan Markle's new name for an American River Orchard brand.
As ever?
Yeah.
She's calling her products as ever?
Yeah.
About as if?
Yeah.
As if I'm going to spend £100 on a smelly candle. All right. Thanks, John. John. Thanks, Jan. Top of the season. Bath. Hello, Laura.
Honey,
sit off. Pardon? What? She's put the phone down. I think I hear her. She's in a car. Don't know. Dubai. Hello, Michael.
Hi there, Nick. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I actually fell asleep and woke up on the couch at 4:30 our time. We were 4 hours ahead, so I missed all the celebrations.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to start off with an M, which is MicroStrategy, which is the company owned by Michael Saylor. They've been buying Bitcoin, and they've called it an infinite money glitch. It appears they're about to lose a lot, like hundreds of billions of dollars over the next few years. So it's really been one that the whole world has been following. It's similar to sort of The Big Short, if you remember that.
Right. Yes. I would keep your money in money.
Yeah. It's as Trump has called himself, the Bitcoin president.
Yeah.
So I think he and his family have appeared to do really well.
They have, yes. But that's the benefit of being the president of the United States of America. Yeah. What else have you got?
Absolutely. I have got a G. This is the word groiper.
Oh, yeah.
So groiper has been a term that's been flying around due to the alt-right.
Yes.
Nick Fuentes, who was interviewed by Tucker Carlson and Piers Morgan,
he's
sort of been, he has been sort of the new, I suppose, proclaimer to the throne of Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
I suppose.
But even further out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would agree. The last one is a bit of an unusual one. It's one to do with Arsenal football. Haram ball. So the Arabic word for forbidden is haram. This hashtag has got over billions of views online, and they're just saying that Arteta, Arsenal's manager, has been playing a forbidden type of football, like extremely defensive, and I just think it's been hilarious. The amount of edits and they put Arabic music over the top, they're calling it haram ball.
A forbidden type of, well, whatever he's doing, it seems to be working for him. Okay, good work. Thanks a lot, Michael. Let's see, Benya in Spain. Hello, Graham.
Oh, hi, Nick. Hi. Happy New Year, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
Right, Ross Ulbricht, who was the creator of the Silk Road, the drugs on the dark net,
he was
pardoned by Donald Trump
by the anti-drugs president. He pardoned one of the biggest. He didn't actually sell them himself, but he provided the way of selling probably more drugs than any person in history.
That's right. Okay, just a quick name for your book, or a couple of names. I've got a few anyway. The White Knuckle Ride of 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Buckle up, this is it, 2025.
Yeah.
2025, can we try again?
Buckle up, it's going to be a bumpy night.
Open your eyes, it's gone now, 2025.
Yes.
And, that's about it.
That's really about it. Okay, well, it sounds like you said it. Excellent. Thanks a lot, Graham. Tony.
Hi, Nick. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Right, just a quick W.
Yes.
Wrexham Football Club.
Why is that?
They're the first team in the EFL, English Football League history, to win three consecutive back-to-back-to-back promotions. Started in non-league to League Two, League Two to League One, League One to the Championship, owned by Mr. Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney.
Huh. Well, that's the benefit of lots and lots of money, isn't it?
It helps, I'm sure.
It does. That's what that game seems to be all about. All right. I didn't know that. Three consecutive.
One quick name.
Yes, yes. Go on.
Surely it should be called Nick Abbott's 2025 Unredacted.
Well, I did think Redacted would be a good name. But
that would be just a book full of
black ink. Yeah. But I thought I'll put redacted on the front, but then I'll redact that. But then it would just be people wouldn't be able to figure out what it was. So that didn't fly. All right. Thanks, Tony. Let's see. This is going to probably be the last one. So, Dartford. Hello, Jane.
Oh, hi, Nick. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jane.
Thank you. Yeah, I've got a B.
Go on.
And that's breakfast clubs. Because the government's rolling out a load of free.
Yeah, one of the things that the government has done positively, but failed to actually tell us very loudly about, which they should have done. Yes.
Yeah. So basically, most of it's going to be done next year or 20. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to explain it to me. I've got it down. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Also, the West Ham escape litigation. Have you already got that?
No, I don't know anything about it. West Ham have escaped litigation. But you know what? That is going to be the last one. If you have any ideas that you haven't managed to get on, sorry I couldn't get to everybody, then you can still email them. I'll pick the emails up tomorrow. It's nicka@lbc.co.uk. I've decided on the title for the book, and it's going to be Thank You for Your Attention to This Matter. Thank you for your attention to this matter. It's going to be out next week with all of your suggestions, my take of the year, the Donald Trump bingo card, and the Donald Trump names. You can find it on the Kindle store, e-book form, or paperback for people who hate trees. I'll be back tonight with my abnormal normal show, and then my normal programs over the weekend. Thanks ever so much for all your suggestions. This has been by far the biggest response that I've ever had to this. And obviously, I could not possibly have done it without you. If you want to hear this show or any of the others in the A to Z again, then they are available on Global Player or the new LBC app. The thing to ask for is Nick Abbott, The Whole Show Podcast. Back tonight at 10. Ian Payne at 4. But right now, Richard Spur.
That was fab. Morning, Nick, and good morning to you. Still to come, M&S has launched a nutrient-dense range for people on weight loss jams. New M&S salads, breads, yogurt bowls and chicken dinners have been bought out as more Brits turn to things like Manjaro and Wegovy. But it costs a fortune now. I'll be asking if you've tried those out and if they really work. But first, Reform MP Danny Kruger said there's a need for Britain to once more assert itself as a country with a long and rich Christian heritage. He said, I would love us to be a more confidently Christian country. A society aligned more closely with the teachings of Jesus would be a happier one. So this morning, do you think he's got a point? And I want to hear what your faith means to you. Have you gained, lost, or changed your own religious faith?
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock. 100,000 people have lined the banks of the River Thames to welcome 2026. What's said to be Europe's largest fireworks display featured voiceovers from stars including Celia Imrie, Andrew Cotter and Alison Hammond. And it celebrated England Women's Rugby World Cup triumph, the Lionesses retaining the Euros, Europe's Ryder Cup win and the film Wicked for Good. London's City Hall says the event provided an incredible advert for the capital. It brought in a lot of visitors.
Yeah, it's really nice, man. We're really enjoying it. Happy New Year. We are Brazilians.
Oh, lovely. How are you finding it? You enjoying it?
Edinburgh's Hogmanay display returned, having been called off last time round because of the weather. Tens of thousands of people watched the event centred around Edinburgh Castle. Sir Keir Starmer has used his New Year message to promise to defeat decline and division. He's acknowledged life is still harder than it should be, but says people will soon feel positive change. Opposition leader Kemi Badenoch also said the year's been difficult, but Britain is not destined for decline. Vladimir Putin has used his New Year's address to tell Russians he's confident of victory in the war with Ukraine. He had this message for his troops invading the country.
I congratulate all our fighters and commanders on the coming New Year. We believe in you and in our victory.
Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky used his address to say though he wants the war with Russia to end, it will not be at any cost.
Are we tired? Extremely. Does that mean we're ready to surrender? Those who think so are deeply mistaken.
The boxer, Anthony Joshua, has now been discharged from hospital after a car crash that killed two of his inner circle in Nigeria. Mourners have been laying flowers outside a North London gym owned by one of the men who died. 2026 is getting off to...